starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
And Joe is in Connecticut. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you.
I want to thank you for the program, and I would like to offer my prayers for that first person that called, and I do feel bad for him in his own loneliness.
Yeah, let's do...
The need to call a radio show to attract attention to himself.
Yeah, let's do pray that God will just do a significant work in his heart and take even what, you know...
Absolutely.
You know, what's happened and use it for good in his life.
And unfortunately, that radio show that he mentioned, that Don and Mike show, that is the epitome of debauchery and all that is horrible in this earth.
Yeah, I'd have to say that I'm not familiar with that show, and I'm kind of glad I'm not. You know, sometimes you want to be innocent.
Right.
With
just
respect.
Crude, juvenile behavior, filthy language, and, you know, a lot of ass play.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I just want to say that I've had loneliness in my own life. I recently had a disappearance in my family, a family member who was suffering from a parvulitis, just walked off into the night and hasn't been seen since. And I would like to thank my own pastor, Father Donald Geronimo, and Sister Lisa Herndon, from the Crackpot Nunnery of Herndon, Virginia. And if I may, I would like to fart into the phone.
Really sorry that we have someone else that wanted to do the same kind of thing. And since tonight we have some folks who maybe are allowing Satan to use them, I'd like to encourage you, if you would, to pray for Joe and for Frank. Let's just pray for these folks and ask God to help them deal with the issues in their own lives.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hold it, fellas. I don't move. Let's get real, real dull. Jane.
I like to look at the new lady.
Acting General Manager Alan Linewald.
I'll drink to that.
Funky hat!
Joe.
Funky hat!
Joe.
What say you, Donald? Michael, what say you? Look, I'm going to take drugs if I want to, and I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to do exactly what I want to do. And if my little 10-year-old daughter's there when I'm high, I don't care.
Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, thrilling, greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual, novelty act.
Did you say?
Don Geronimo, please.
What do you mean by that?
Is he there?
Do you mean the guy named Don Geronimo?
Yeah.
Hold on. You got the wrong station, homeboy.
You may experience gas with oily discharge, increased bowel movements, an urgent need to have them, and an inability to control them, particularly after meals containing more fat than recommended.
Did you say?
Don Geronimo, please.
What do you mean by that?
Is he dead?
Do you mean a guy named Don Geronimo?
Yeah.
Hold on. You got the wrong station, homeboy.
Thank you.
That's right.
Hi. 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 Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
station, homeboy.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Johnny Toxic and all the ships at sea.
I thought there were two cuts on that day, but I guess there's only one. There were two phone calls. Never mind.
That's all right. Here they are, proudly wearing their Ouchie the Clown bib.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and I.
Wow. Too many tapes, not enough music. This would be dry, just like Gladys Kravitz. Hi. Mike?
What's going on?
Don and Mike show, new episode on this Wednesday. January 15th. And here's your phone number from anywhere. You can call us at 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
And, you notice how Buzz and I have worked that out, that now, just so he knows, I give him the sly little...
Yeah, one of those.
I give him one of those showbiz things.
The timing you two have.
Take it away, dude.
Right after the phone number, you give him that.
That's right.
Boom, and there he goes.
It's frightening for me.
I mean, I know you think that you and I have good timing after working together all these years.
Nothing compares to what you have with Mr. Burbank.
Sorry, Mike.
Nah, with Mike, it's like bringing in an airplane, man. I got to get the cones out, and I got to go, come on. Come on, boy. But Buzz is just a sly look and just a little one of those showbiz.
A nod in the wing.
A lot of times you'll hear Don say, in the eyes, Mike. In the eyes.
Right here.
Just trying to direct me. You know?
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don
and Mike. Hi.
Congratulations on 9 straight days of work.
9 straight days. Thank you, my friend. Now, that string will be broken, incidentally.
Yeah, it will be.
Monday for the Martin Luther King holiday.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes, indeed.
Right. Don, I was curious.
Rob will be here on that day.
Of course.
I'm sorry. What was that, sir?
How did you know the little sister was going to be the assassin on 24 last night?
You did call that.
Yeah.
It was a good call.
You called the wife.
It was a lucky guess. The wife to be. I just thought about who could get in there, and I knew it wasn't the daughter that they were torturing.
No.
Yeah. You said this yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah. And it made no sense that it would be anybody else except the guy's daughter, because I think the dad is clean. I think the dad on 24 really is an operative for the CIA.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think that the guy that was going to marry the girl who shot him on 24 was also clean.
An awful lot came to the forefront on 24 last night. I mean, you know who the bad guys are now.
And Larry Sanders' secretary.
Oh, that bitch.
The president's wife.
Ooh. That bitch. And he is completely... led by his thing.
Yeah, and last night he looked her right in the eye, put his hand on her shoulder and said, "Oh, baby, you done a fabulous job. I may have thought the wrong thing about you, baby."
He didn't sound anything like that, Don.
Yes, he did, Mike. He went, "Hello! Is him the president?"
No, he Don didn't sound anything like that.
"We got us a nuclear bomb."
No.
Lordy, lordy.
Stop it.
Give me Kiefer Sutherland on the phone.
Have that TV checked.
Where's Kiefer Sutherland at?
It's Jack Bauer.
Give me Jack Bowers.
No.
Right now.
No.
Anyway, great show, that show 24.
Yeah.
Love it. You know, the worst part, though, is that now it's 3 weeks until the next new episode.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're running out of time. Yesterday was 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., mm-hmm. So if it's one day, they only got six more episodes to go, as Matt Lauer would say.
Boy, and a lot of stuff happening very, very quickly, with, Mohammed Al-Sayed or whatever the guy's name is.
Yeah, what a great scene of Jack's daughter running out of the overturned police truck last night.
Coming down the hill, which makes the breasts bounce even more.
This way and that.
We do love the show 24. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don's and Mike's, hello there.
Hi, hello there.
I hope this is not too premature. Go Eagles!
Go Eagles. Oh, yeah, listen now, we're going to start that here today.
Here now, in control, gentlemen.
Listen, here's the deal. Everybody in the world knows that we're on WYSB in Philadelphia with great ratings. Thank you, guys. YSB is the Eagles station, and the Eagles will be playing the last ever football game in Veterans Stadium Sunday.
Right.
Which is why the cops and the horses will be there, because they're afraid that the fans are going to tear the place apart. And the Phillies still have to play there next week.
Running backs' knees all over the league are saying a thank you for
that. Next year, not next week, whenever the Phillies start playing. But it's a monumental game, and it's the NFC Championship.
Right.
And it's Tampa Bay, and Philadelphia's own Tampa Bay. And these are the hottest tickets impossible to find. And we have a pair, courtesy of 94 WISP, and we will be in Philly on Friday in the studio doing our contest, What Would You Do?
Yes.
To win tickets to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
We are going to limit this to the 20 best
auditions that we receive today, and if we don't get them all today, tomorrow, but we're only going to have 20 chances.
20 chances, and then you will come into the studio on Friday and compete, and the winner gets to go to the game.
Now, we're even getting faxes. Here's a fax from a guy named Tom from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Dear Don and Mike, here's what I'll do for Eagles tickets. I'll strip completely naked. I'll allow you to spray paint yeah, my body green.
Right.
I'll run an entire lap around Veterans Stadium, nude and green.
Wow.
And then I'll kick a 20-yard field goal. If I don't make the field goal, I don't get the tickets.
Wow.
Well, now, there's many problems here.
Yeah.
The first would be, I guess it's all right to wear a jockstrap or something and be painted green, but how will you get into the stadium?
Yes, get on the playing surface.
How do you get onto the field? How do you tee the ball? Anyway, but the guy's into it. He says, I don't want you to just give me the tickets. I want to earn the prize.
That's the spirit.
There's nothing I won't do for my Eagles, so that's the right
spirit. Is there a place where he could kick a field goal?
No. Then we got this from the drunk Eagles fan. Oh, Mike, I don't think so.
Next kicks.
It's moving right along, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't.
I was thinking like, you know, another ballpark, you know, or I mean like a little you know,
school field.
Public or school field or something.
Now we're going
like
up
that.
There in 2 days. If you want to be in charge of that project.
Well, I was just thinking like if you wanted to kick a field goal, we could, you know, send a spotter out with him. And, you know, if it was close by, I don't know, you know, where a field is. I mean, I really, that particular area where the station is located, it would be, you'd be hard pressed to find one really close by, but who knows? You know, they might know up at the station.
Then we got this from Brian, the drunk Eagles fan. I have the ultimate what would you do for the contest. I'd be willing to run down the walkway of the Ben Franklin Bridge in a Speedo or thong, carry my Eagles flag. I might not have time to call in, so I thought I'd fax you guys, and you can let me know. Brian, the drunk Eagles fan.
Nice one.
Here is, is that my brother on line 7?
Very well could be.
Rob says my brother called before the show. I was in a meeting with, well, I don't want to say who I was in the meeting with, but maybe you can guess.
Acting General Manager Alan Linewand.
And I wasn't able to take the call. What did my brother have to say, Robbie, when he called?
He asked for Don. I said, you weren't here, and then I asked if it was Jim, because it sounded like him, and he said, yeah, and I said, how you doing? He said, terrible!
Mm.
So he was very happy-sounding when he said terrible, so I don't know what to make of it. He said he'd call back.
Happy-sounding when he was terrible. Hey, dude.
Hey, man.
Hey, listen, we're right in the middle of an Eagles contest. I'm going to need to call you back.
Oh.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm on the road.
You're on the road. What is the news? Robbie said when he took the message that you were not doing so great.
Oh, man, I just wanted to let off steam about the great state of Arkansas.
Oh, boy.
Something about, did you get nailed in Arkansas?
Yeah, 7 miles an hour over the limit, $300.
Wow.
All right, Jimmy, hold on a second.
The life of a long-haul trucker, ladies and gentlemen.
Call back, or never mind. You know what? I'll call you. Are you gonna have your cell turned on?
Yeah.
I'll call you back.
All right.
All right, dude.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. He hates that.
I know he does, but sure. we got business today.
It feels
today.
Like you abandon him as a brother when that happens.
But we got business today. We got to start getting people lined up for the contest Friday.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi.
I have an interesting situation you might like to be aware of.
What's that?
I work at a Home Depot here in the Northern Virginia area, and I work in the lumber department, and I have a repeat customer who's a contractor who I swear in my grandmother's soul is your twin brother that you have not met yet.
Who are you talking to, me or Mike?
Don.
Really?
He looks exactly like you.
Then what you're saying is handsome.
I mean, he's a very handsome man, obviously.
Yes, he makes the girls go all buttery.
Yes, but yeah. I was hoping that I could have the blessing of the show to try to recruit him to come by and say hi to you guys.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
How many years now have you been looking for your celebrity lookalike?
For my twin?
Yes.
My whole life, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Now, this might be the first contestant, first person who wants to call. Are you calling for the contest Friday?
Yes, I am.
All right, then let me ask you, what would you do for Eagles-Buccaneers tickets?
Well, I'll come up to your office up there on at YSP, let you hose me down with Caro or molasses, cover me with green Eagles feathers or green feathers, and I'll sit outside your office there and sing the Eagles fight song outside on the street.
Will you provide the feathers?
I'll provide the feathers.
Yeah, you would have to provide both the syrupy sauce
and
the
a baby
feathers.
Pool. And a baby pool.
I will provide both things.
And Mike's right, a baby pool that you'd have to sit in.
Green feathers, the Karo syrup, and or the molasses. And I, you know what? The molasses, if you can find them. That's the operative. That's much better. It's much messier. You provide the baby pool, the molasses, and the feathers. And what do you think?
Yeah, and he would be. I think we could sign him up as our first contestant.
And you're in.
All right. Well, what's your first name?
Steve.
Okay. Thanks. Hold on, Steve. That's
sure.
Contestant number one.
Very good.
Who knows? We might need remote microphones outside. A lot of these things are going to be happening outside.
Yeah. You know, I think of WYSP and where it's located in that lovely little hot dog stand right outside there, and I see no reason why we couldn't have a few people there.
Independence
one guy just sitting in his pool. The other guy, the drunk guy, running over the bridge.
Imagine at one point, you know, if it's stationary things, like we do things, paint people or whatever, and just have them all outside the studio. Because you get a pretty good business traffic out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's the Hi, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dana from Philly.
Dana, what would you do for the Eagles and Buccaneers tickets?
Me and my girlfriend want to shave each other for Don and Mike, and it would include a full washing before the shaving and then a moisturizing afterwards.
Say no more.
Will you bring your own baby pool?
Absolutely. I
Say
have
no
baby.
More.
You know, we could actually use the baby pool for the guy with the
pool.
Feathers and do him later.
That's fine.
Same pool. Okay, now. Now,
now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Yeah, now it's happening.
Don's rubbing his hands together right now.
Now this contest is really formulating.
You know, you suddenly improved the energy in the room, ma'am.
You did. All right,
I
Dana.
I hope so. We're really willing to do it. We love our Eagles and we love Don and Mike.
Might I ask a question?
Go ahead, Mike.
Go ahead.
Who is the celebrity you and your friend most resemble?
I resemble a tall Gwen Stefani.
Oh, yeah.
And she resembles a celebrity. I can't. She's very dark, long dark hair, big breast, tight body.
That's fine. Okay. No need to go any further.
We've heard enough.
Okay.
Hold on. We'll get your information.
Thanks.
That's two confirmed right there.
Yes.
Two confirmed.
I hope they enjoy the game.
And I think a lot of times when we do these, contests, a lot of the people don't show up.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure for this one.
That sounds like a real, I mean, she just had what she wanted to do and bingo and they're into it.
All 20 acts will probably show up.
Hello. You know, if this becomes a battle of the ladies.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is Steve up in Easton, north of Philly.
All right, Steve, what would you do for Eagles and Buccaneers tickets?
I'll come down there and perform Oral and Lisa if you let me.
Yeah. Oh, get out of here. Right. We get one of those guys all the time.
Every time.
Hello, you don't get a prize for that, for God's sakes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Prize on the
show. And I'm Miguel.
Hi.
Hey, it's Mickey.
Hi, Mickey. Oh, you're calling for the contest. What would you
do? Absolutely.
What would you do, Mickey?
How's about if I bring my wife and her twin sister down and for body shaving?
Now, wait a minute. Now, we just had a body shave. Did you just think of this on the fly?
The wife and the twin sister is good, but you got to think of something besides body shaving.
Well, if they were topless, would it really matter what...
You have to remember that the other women that are participating are talking about a real shaving, if you know what I mean.
They're going to wash... They're going to shave, and then they're going to wash again.
So the shaving idea is not original, but if you're talking about your wife and her twin sister, you know, just for starters, you need full frontal.
And they've agreed to this?
Well, no, they haven't.
All right, let me throw this out. I want you guys to come up with the ideas, but think about this. Think about that Miller Lite commercial that we love so much, where they're the two girls that are rolling around in the mud.
Or absolutely.
The goo. Once again, the baby pool comes to mind.
Or they could make each other, whipped cream sundaes and eat the sundaes off one another.
Yeah, there's so many different ways you could go on that.
Use your imagination.
How about a baby pool and I referee them wrestling and Jell-O?
If you got the time to make the Jell-O, a real Jell-O wrestling, get the tarps up there.
We're bringing tarps with us. The entire studio will be tarparated.
Have we ever had Jell-O wrestling?
No. Never.
No.
We've never had Jell-O wrestling
never.
On the show, sir.
I could be fully dressed, and I'll be the ref.
Are you listening? I have very little faith in this guy.
Yeah.
Because he's not really listening.
Hello?
Yeah.
Are you
listening?
All right, he's listening. Okay. You know,
I'll get all my friends to make Jell-O, and we can, just a small lamp on the bottom of a plastic kid's pool.
What about the sister? How do you think the sister's going to react?
She pretty
they're pretty much are two peas in a pod. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, here's the deal. You really, if it gets down to it, just your wife could do something in the Jello.
Yeah, right.
Wrestle with herself.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. If push came to shove. Yeah.
And, you know, not that we're making any judgment call here, but is there a chance you could maybe wait out in the hallway when she does what she does?
Yeah, it kind of sours the idea. I was going to mention that as well. That was a red flag when I heard that you wanted to come in and referee the Jell-O wrestling.
You know, it might be easier. There's not a lot of parking at the station if he just dropped her off.
Hey, I'm a handsome guy.
Well, listen, so am I and so is Mike, right? We know how that goes. Hold on. We'll find out if you're legit.
Okay, thanks.
Hold on a second. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Oh, and I have to mention, you have to be 21.
Absolutely.
Okay, you got to be 21 for this contest. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, what's your name?
My name's Corey. What's going on, guys?
Corey, what would you do for the Eagles-Bucks tickets?
Well, I deliver beer down here to Philly area. I live up in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And the Schuylkill River goes through Philadelphia, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it
does.
It goes right down there by you guys.
Right.
I'm going to put two kegs together, empty kegs, and paint myself green, just my underwear, and float down the Schuylkill River.
Well, now that's cold.
That's not necessarily something that we could see in the studio, but we could get confirmation from people on the telephones if you were doing that.
Absolutely. The password is...
I'm dying here, man. It's driving me nuts. Everybody, I hear everything Eagles. I love the Eagles. I'm trying to get tickets. I'm going to go nuts.
Now, have you made a beer keg raft before?
I never have. I have... I was going to use one, but then I figured I'm definitely going to be sitting in the water.
It's going to be a drowning.
Ever have hypothermia before?
Yeah, I'll probably miss the game with the flu.
All right, hold on.
A lot of these are kind of on the fly, I'm getting the impression.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, favorite. Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hey, going great. Who's this?
This is Adam from South Jersey.
All right, Adam, what would you do?
Well, I got a question after this, too, but... First, I will cater the whole event while we watch those two voluptuous, gorgeous ladies.
Shut up, Adam. What else?
Also, the other thing I was wondering, are you guys going to plan one of your terrific soirees after the show on Friday?
No, we're busting ass to get out of town. Although, really, we are. But if, in fact, the Eagles go to the Super Bowl, I don't see why there wouldn't be a Super Bowl party in the future.
Yep. Oh, that sounds great.
You know, where we'd get everybody together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do that thing we did before.
Yeah, up in Philly.
Yeah, you guys go great South Street parties. That's true.
That thing before we got popular, when 50 people showed up. All right, thank you, my friend.
Thanks, bye.
Listen, again, serious inquiries only.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Two tickets, courtesy of WISP, for the Eagles and the Buccaneers. Sunday... Last football game ever at the Vet, NFC Championship, you know all that stuff. What would you do?
And can I just say, there seems to be a spirit in Philadelphia this week of female participation in this contest. And I just want to thank the ladies that are participating and encourage more. Because I think it just sounds like we got kind of a theme going here. And if we do, that show is just going to sing.
We don't want to be all twigs and berries. You know?
Yeah, and you know...
Not all Franks and beans.
You know, usually when we do these kind of shows, you get a nice little mix, and it skews more towards men doing kind of gnarly, gross things. Mm-hmm. But and that's okay, but I sure like those ladies that call in.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo, bitter nigga all across your face and in your air hole, man. Hey. What's going on?
Hey, bitter N-word, what are you doing?
Ain't nothing, just chilling. I'm just chilling up here, you know what I mean? I want to get in on that little contest. What's
all
up,
right.
Dad?
All right, not a problem. BN, what would you like to do?
I promise to come down there and punch 40 in his mouth so damn hard. I don't get the tickets if I don't knock his teeth out.
It's like wrestling with these teeth. It's like wrestling with these guys. Every time you call, the agenda is always Mr. 40.
You know, we could never really have a legitimate fist fight. We could have a boxing match.
No,
so if you guys...
you could have a fist fight.
No, if you guys really agreed to get in the ring together, we could put on gloves and, you guys could get in there and we could see who was best.
But you would have...
I would drop his liquor-drinking ass.
I'm sure that he'd say the same thing about you.
But you would have to arrange that with him.
First of all, he's out of shape. He's doing all that goddamn drinking. I bet his damn liver look like Ruben McClanahan's puss.
Listen, you have to work it out with him. We are not the facilitators, the enablers here. You... You hook up with Mr. 40. You guys come back with a plan for the Thrilla in Phila.
Be a wonderful springtime activity, you know, in the apartment.
If I punch him so hard, he bleeds internally, will I get the ticket?
I cannot say. Goodbye. Goodbye, BN.
All right, later, you faggots.
Bye-bye. He's very bitter.
Bitter, very bitter.
Bitter N-word. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, I want to do something for the ticket.
Right now. First, are you 21?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What's your name?
Jeff.
All right, Jeff, what would you do?
I want to see how I would walk around in a Bucks jersey and see how long it would take me to get beat up.
Now,
you know, in a way, that's not a bad idea.
Let me say that let me help you here.
Okay.
If you were to get a Bucks jersey and a Bucks hat,
mm-hmm.
and we put you out front the radio station and gave you a megaphone,
uh-huh.
where for as long as you could possibly go, you stood right there on the corner.
We gave you a list of things to say about the Bucks and how you love the Bucks and what was great about the Bucks, you know, how great Warren Sapp is and all that great stuff. Brad Johnson's a great quarterback, you know, that kind of stuff.
Then, yeah, that would be a worthwhile entry.
Yeah, you know, you'd be in.
Sweet.
All right, so can we count on you?
I don't know. I got to see if I can get the time off from work.
Oh, yeah, I knew it.
Mike, he's not a contender. He's a pretender.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be a player, not a player hater. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike Buzz. Rather than doing Jell-O wrestling, why not, in the true spirit of Philadelphia, do Philadelphia Cream Cheese Wrestling?
Are you planning on coming down and doing that?
No, my brother would actually like to do it.
Your brother? We're not fags, honey.
Well, no, I'd actually probably wrestle my brother.
You would wrestle your brother in cream cheese?
Yeah, I'd wrestle my brother in cream cheese.
Oh, yeah. Would you be brother-sister combo.
Would you be topless?
I do not have the figure for it.
Goodbye.
I respect my fellow man.
Goodbye.
Well, don't you think it's a little weird anyway?
Yeah.
And once she said that, then we thought about how, you know, the brother and sister.
That wouldn't bother me if she was topless.
The incest open.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. What would you do for the Eagles? Honey, I had to hit the delay there. You can
wrestle without my teeth.
You don't have any teeth, huh?
You can. Well, topless.
You just have to. You say oral. You can't say the word that you said.
Oh, okay, orally.
Well, as wonderful an idea as that is,
and really, what a terrific thought that is.
Yeah.
But I love your guys' show. You guys crack me up, dude.
I'd have to be first, incidentally, on that. If we ever decided to go down that road,
you know, if you brought in the, you know, the right amount of plaques and scope, I'd be fine with that.
Debbie, you got to come up with something better than that.
Oh, come on! How could that be?
Well, first off, I can't participate because I'm married.
What if you?
I'm to be married.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Like perhaps you could use a fruit item and just, you know, show us your skill as you...
I can do that.
But you'd have to do that topless.
And bottomless.
You'd have to be fully naked and come in with a banana.
A banana or a
cucumber.
A zucchini.
Right.
Something like that.
I would do that. Your choice is a fruit.
A kielbasa sausage.
It could be... what is your first name again?
Debbie.
It would be Debbie's Fruit and Vegetable Show.
All right, Debbie.
That works for me.
All right, if you're serious, hold on.
I'm serious.
We'll get your information.
How'd you lose your top teeth?
I when I was pregnant with my first daughter.
Yeah.
She took all the calcium out of my system.
She did what, honey? We couldn't
took
hear
all the calcium out of my system.
Took all the calcium out of her system.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it turned out whenever I went to the dentist, the smallest cavity turned into the hugest.
Wow. So your teeth, let me get this straight, fell out?
Well, no, eventually I had to have some pulled,
She lost her teeth because the calcium went down.
Just have to get this one in. Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I would say, well, when I was younger, I'm 40 now, but people say I still look like I'm 20-something. They used to tell me I look like Goldie Hawn, but I don't see a resemblance.
Not anymore?
What about now?
I would probably say don't Goldie Hawn. Blonde hair, blue eyes, I weigh 119 pounds.
Goldie Hawn without her teeth.
All right.
Hold on a second, Debbie. Hold on. We'd love to have you in the contest. Absolutely. Hold on a second, please.
You sure she didn't mean Kurt Russell?
Don and Mike, hello. Who's this? Hold on.
Speak to us.
All right. Sorry. It was that Gibb brother calling in. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, who's this?
District 10.
Negative. Disqualified because you gave yourself a name and... The last time you called, you really pissed us off. I don't remember why, but you really piss us off.
Good call.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. I'm willing to put my life on the line for my Eagles tickets.
All right, what's your first name, sir?
Dave.
All right, Dave, what would you do for these tickets?
Well, that guy stole my thunder, but he has no guts. I will be out on City Line Avenue with a megaphone, with a Bucks jersey, Bucks hat, praising the Buccaneers in Philadelphia.
This guy, I believe 100% that he'd do it, unlike the other guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, there's no way I would not do it. Yeah, I am in.
I believe
he stole my idea. I just was on hold.
All right, well, then you're in, and we'll tell the other guy he's out.
I'm so scared, but I'm going to do it.
Well, didn't the other guy say if I can get off of work?
Yeah. I'm off of work now. I'm there.
There you go. Right. We'll put you right there in front of the station, and I guess it will be a battle of attrition to see how long you manage to stay alive standing on the street
corner.
Just
like I make it.
Good luck. Yeah, we'll help you write some slogans, some stuff that you can say.
Absolutely. Okay. You know, we'll maybe have an ambulance standing by.
All right.
Okay.
You're in. That's good. That's good. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
How's it going? I was calling for the contest.
Yeah, well, what's your name, my friend? There you go. You know that Morris Gibb?
Yeah, I know.
He is a frequent caller on our show.
A prankster.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Fellas.
Yeah.
Calling for the tickets.
All right, what's your name?
My name is Vinny from Leesburg.
So you're from D.C.?
Yeah.
You come all the way to Philly. Vinny, you got to have a special reason then if you're from D.C.
I'm the one that called yesterday about the pepper spray in the face.
Oh. Yeah, you a big Eagles fan, Vinny?
I'm a real big Eagles fan.
All right.
Biggest in the area.
I don't know what legal has to say with this. I have a problem with you getting pepper spray in the eyes.
Yeah. That can F you up pretty good. That can kill people, actually.
However... pepper spray on your genitals.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to check out. I mean, I think in the face it's a problem, but
or in the rectum,
front and back maybe.
Oh my!
If the guy was to get the position, you know, like,
spread them.
Yeah.
On the old duck, huh?
Spray the eye.
Spray the brown eye.
Yeah, we have to run that one by legal and find out if that's cool.
With pepper spray.
If that's legal, I'll do it.
All right, hold on, Vinny.
Can you imagine the pain?
Oh man.
Hold on a second. Hi, Don and Mike show, Bill.
Hey, you got to tell that girl to use them vegetables first, you know.
Well, that's the thought. Don't leave the driving to us. hold on, and I got an answer here already from Chuck Broyhill. Negative on the spraying pepper spray on your genitals.
Mm. Maybe we think of something else to spray. Him with.
His genitals.
Spray his genitals with.
How about
paint?
How about a variety of sprays? Pledge. Windex, Armor All.
Yeah, cleaning supplies, Drano.
Pine Sol. You know.
Lava.
Anything that comes in one of those things, one of them bottles that's got the squeegee thing. Pss,
right.
Pss. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Who's this?
It's Jim.
Jim, what would you do?
I would wear a diaper full of chocolate pudding. And skateboard up and down the street in front of the studio or wherever you want to, Market Street, around.
All right.
You know, and you know if he's participating in a lot of physical activity, eventually the pudding is going to seep out of the diaper. I'm guessing
that's the best. That's because of the looks you get after you do it, you know?
I'm loving that.
I guess, hold on a second. Let me call Lisa for a second. So I guess we're going to have stuff down on the street to broadcast from as well. I was thinking this is going to be an entire... in studio thing.
Hi, Pussy Whip.
Titty Bar here.
Yo.
I need you to call the clean-shaven Tim Sabian.
Okay.
And I guess, have you been hearing these calls?
Absolutely.
It sounds to me like part of it will be in the studio, part of it will probably be down on the street there.
Fantastic.
So if, you know, Tim can get the extreme team together, we can get the mics down there.
Right.
And we can see the guy with the Buccaneers jersey. We can see the guy that has the diaper full of pudding.
I can't wait.
I'm thinking the guy with the diaper full of pudding, it's just really, it's one big stunt where he gets up to speed and then, like, right in front of where the most people are, he falls off of the skateboard and lands on his butt, sending the pudding.
Right. Gotcha.
I get it.
Okay. All right. Bye. Source out.
Turned it out.
Goodbye. All right. So outdoor stunts are okay.
Good.
But let's try to get a couple more good ones inside. Like those girls.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Patrick.
Patrick.
I live right outside Philly. I'm willing to paint myself green and white and swim from Penn's Landing to Camden. And as an added bonus, I'm willing to come on the air live and criticize Simeon Rice's parents for naming a black man after a monkey.
Okay.
Okay. I think there's only one.
Rob Stewart!
One person voted for you here.
Ambitious.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Hello, Don.
A lot of
Mike.
Current in that river.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, fellas. I just talked to you about the diaper.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Hold on a second, diaper guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Taz.
Yeah, hi, Taz. What would you do for the Eagles and Bucks tickets?
What if I could deliver David Akers by? Would that help?
If you brought the kicker in, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
If you brought the field goal kicker to WYSP,
mm-hmm.
that would count.
That's strong.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Good luck.
Yeah, that'll help.
Well, I mean, it would be a novelty.
Yeah, I mean, if Taz brings him in.
Taz.
David Akers. Taz. You know, what I'm thinking now is, you know, did he mention whether David Akers would be willing or would he be unwilling? You know,
get that.
Here's what we have to do. We have to break right now. We're not going to do the contest now like we always do. We're going to continue to take your calls for just a couple more minutes. We'll come back after the break and we'll figure out what we've got.
Mm. All right.
Who we think is absolutely 100% confirmed for this. Now, keep in mind the show's Friday.
Right.
When we'll give you one more break to call in here. And then if we don't have 20 by the end of the two breaks today.
Also, a good opportunity for you ladies to collect your thoughts.
We'll figure it out for tomorrow. And I've got to have time, obviously, to talk to my brother to find out why he's mad at Arkansas. And I must tell you, I know that a lot of you have sent in cards, really, and I mean this really, really nice cards about the passing of my father-in-law. And I have news that my wife is officially over the mourning period.
Huh.
I found out this morning.
Oh, wonderful.
I found out, and my son, both of us, we both found out together that my wife was officially out of the mourning stage.
I'm looking forward to hearing why you believe that.
Back to being herself. But we're going to focus on this contest for one more break. Mm-hmm. Let me see how many, just if they've been counting back there, how many they think are legit. Because, you know, I have no idea how many calls we've
got. Yeah, I don't
know. Hey, Titty Bar, how many names we got back there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. About 5.
Only 5. Okay, well, can you tape the... print that and tape that and wrap that in a bow for the next break here.
Uh-huh.
So that's 5, which means we had 15 more spots left,
mm-hmm.
which must mean that some of the people that called in with stuff were obviously
of course
not serious.
Right.
Exactly.
Were the two girls who want to shave themselves, or were they among the 5?
Dana, yeah, she's on the level.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, that's pretty much all I
can. How about the lady that's going to do the fruit show?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what about the guy who's going to wear the Bucks jersey with the megaphone?
Yeah, the second one?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in.
Guy with the diaper and the chocolate pudding?
He seems pretty excited.
Very
okay.
Good.
And who's the 5th then?
I don't know, Joe. Which one did these two people? Which one did
Joe?
We're going to Joe right now.
Joe forgot. He's got to call him back and ask.
Joe's not just a name. It's an idea.
Mm-hmm.
We are a well-oiled machine.
Joe.
All right. Thank you. Source out.
Turned it out.
And, folks, keep calling. We'll go with this for a couple more seconds to get a few more contestants today as we find out what you would do on Friday's show to win the Eagles and the Bucks tickets. And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time, change your mind, you'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their princess in around 6 months or so. If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. Yeah. You're reinstated for free.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, thank you. That's great.
I've had it up this year with the likes of you people.
Yeah.
Gorgie, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, here's who we have confirmed for Friday's show. Dana and her friend will wash each other, shave each other, and then wash each other again.
Wonderful.
Steve will get molasses and green feathers, and will make himself into a human eagle.
And sit out front of the radio station in a baby pool.
Corey is the guy, this is surprising, this guy is serious. The guy who wants to make the boat out of kegs and wants to actually come down the river and paint his body green.
All right.
We'll allow him to do that. Debbie is the fruit girl, the girl with without her front teeth, who will be performing with fruit.
She's lovely.
We have Dave, who's going to wear the Tampa Bay jersey and the megaphone
right.
and stand out on the street yelling insults about the Eagles and praise for the Buccaneers.
Right.
And Jim, who's going to wear an adult diaper and fill it with chocolate pudding and go up and down the streets of Philadelphia on a skateboard.
Falling occasionally.
Now, if you can do better to win the Bucs and the Eagles tickets, call us. I think it's wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Competition is absolutely wide open.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Anthony.
Anthony, hi. What would you do for the tickets?
I would personally let y'all scar me fly by branding me with the Eagle symbol.
You would let us what?
Brand me with the Eagle symbol. Either on my buttocks or I prefer my shoulder. So.
Right. Oh, you mean like you want to be branded like...
Correct.
Man, you know, boy, if Legal would let us do that, that'd be fun.
Now, you would have to come up with the branding tools.
Don't they do that in places? Yeah, I mean, aren't there places like tattoo parlors where they do branding? If we could do it legally, you know.
And I applaud him for using the Forrest Gump pronunciation of buttock.
I'm a huge Eagles fan, and I will let that go to the grave with me.
What about you finding out all about this branding?
You know, I would think either branding or tattooing. And if you let us tattoo, not us, of course, but if we were to direct the tattooing of a licensed tat artist...
On your buttock.
I mean, we could make a nice, real...
Eagle.
Big eagle. Oh, right there on your ass.
I think he likes the idea.
Yeah. I'd be up for that.
All right, hold on, Anthony. But you'd have to find the tat guy.
The tattooist?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, hold on, please. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Don Mike.
Who's this?
Mark. It's Mark.
Mark, what would you do for the tickets?
You're gonna have to get rid of that other guy with the Tampa Bay jersey. I was gonna wear. I had the idea before, so I'm not copying.
No, too bad. He called. He's the guy.
First standard.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is Steve.
Hi, Steve. What would you do for the tickets?
I'll buy everything green at a supermarket, throw it in a blender, and drink it.
Everything green.
All right.
Everything green.
Good.
All right, now, we got to have one like that. We got to have at least one like that where there's the chance of puke.
So you have limes, cucumbers, lettuce, peas.
Lima beans, green beans.
Right.
You could put some green jello in there.
Some of that green hot sauce that you see in the store.
Mm-hmm. Right, a guacamole.
Guacamole.
Green ketchup.
Yeah,
green ketchup.
Right, they make green ketchup now.
Green popsicles.
Absolutely.
How about a little melon liqueur?
Little melon liqueur.
If you want to make it go down a little smoother.
Absolutely.
Sure. Now, Steve, you'd have to bring all of the green stuff and a blender.
No problem at all.
All right, hold on. Something tells me that guy's in.
The green grocer.
He's probably got a spot.
It's very good.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is David.
Dave, what would you do for the tickets?
I'd dress up like Johnny Toxic and take a diarrhea beer bong.
Well, now, this... The diarrhea beer bong.
I've heard it.
If they're not going to let a guy, Legal's not going to let a guy pepper spray his genitals, I'm pretty sure they're not going to let you drink a diarrhea beer bong.
But the kibosh.
I don't know. Johnny Toxic would do it.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I think his heart was in the right place.
Perhaps, that's all.
Yeah. So I think we got the one guy who I'm sure was legit.
Yeah.
The guy who said he's going to go to the store and get everything green.
Right.
So we'll add him to the list. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Oops. A lot of people get cold feet when you pick up that phone.
Sure. Hi, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Kennedy.
Kennedy, where are you from?
Philly.
What would you do for the tickets?
Well, I'm going to bring in my girlfriend. And I'm going to try to get my mistress to come in, and they don't know about each other, and get them to duke it out for their love for me.
Well, now, this would be something right out of Jerry Springer. But now, keep in mind that we have the fastest crap detectors in the world.
And ours are all going off right now.
Yeah. Are they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, Kennedy.
Who is this, John or Bobby?
Or are you the girl that's on Hollywood Squares?
Right.
There
he goes. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show. This is Kennedy. All right. All right. All right. I'll bring my wife in. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'll come down there and I'll eat that Big Mac meal and I'll throw up in front of you so I can make myself throw up.
Well, I mean, you got to come up with more than eating a Big Mac meal and throwing it up.
Well, you guys wanted to see somebody puke. I'm willing to come down there and puke for you.
Well, I would think that you'd probably have to... You would probably have to eat the Big Mac, the extra value meal, whatever it is, puke and then re-eat.
Ah!
You puke.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, I think
if
so.
If I puked it in the glass and drank it back again?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, that would be a... That would do it. You'd be in. You'd be in the running.
All right.
Okay, what's your first name?
John.
Hold on, John. Hold on a second.
You know, I knew it couldn't be a show that I could completely look forward to.
All right. We're not sure if you can do that or not. Right. We're going to check. We're going to call Linda Feldman, our best friend in the legal department.
Oh,
hello. Don and Mike Show.
I hope she doesn't put the kibosh on that.
I think I got a great idea for you.
All right. Go ahead.
I want to wear a sandwich board, you know, a sign on your front and back.
Right.
That says, I hate niggas and Eagles fans.
Yeah, all right.
Now, come on.
Okay.
First, you're stealing that from Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah, that's what they made the guy do in Die Hard.
And
right.
It's also a takeoff, but we've already got a guy who's going to be on the street as a Buccaneers fan.
Yeah, but I would get my ass kicked.
No,
I don't doubt you would, but not on this watch, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Van.
Van, what would you do?
Yeah. Look, I'd wear one of them Depends and, eat some of them X-Max, see how long I can hold it.
Yeah.
Nope, sorry, we already have a diaper guy.
Yeah, kind of not an original idea. Though.
Hello, Don and Mike. Kevin.
Yeah, hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi, what would you do?
Well, I've picked fights verbally with Mike before, so in retribution, and to get these tickets for me and my boss, I'd let Mike shave my head and in permanent marker write Go Eagles on my head.
Shave your head? How about your eyebrows?
Oh, dear. I don't know, because my eyebrows alone are funny enough there. I got the old man eyebrows.
But really, frankly, any head shaving would involve shaving of the eyebrows.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to go as far as let Mike shave your head.
Yeah.
No, I got to go. I couldn't go that.
All right.
Sorry,
okay,
guys.
Bye-bye.
Imagine that. Guy says, okay, shave his head, but keep your eyebrows.
You can draw them. Whenever we've done a head shaving, we always kick it up to that. Because, you know, there's so many guys now that have a shaved head. Yeah. It's not that big a deal.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Okay, my friend. What would you do?
This is what I'd do. I'd come in there. I'm from D.C., first of all. I drive all the way to Philly.
Yeah.
I'd come in there with some of those plastic diapers, you know, for, like, older kids. But I'd fill it up with Icy Hot, and I'd rub it all over my genitals and my butt. And then I'd do yoga for you for a couple hours.
Wow.
With Icy Hot.
Icy Hot. Hold on a second.
All right.
You may be a finalist.
There you go.
Here's the guy using this noodle.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm calling about the Eagles contest.
Yeah. Well, what's your name?
Tom from Philly.
Tom, what would you do?
I'd let you wax my eyebrows and shave my head.
Wow.
Wow, now see that. Now, this guy's willing to go the extra mile. The other guy wouldn't.
That's big.
All right. I mean,
you stepped up.
If you're serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
We'll add you to the contest.
Huh?
And we've done eyebrow waxing, and believe me, it ain't pleasant.
Man.
I never had it done.
Is that great on the radio?
You know what I remember about eyebrow waxing, Don? We had blood. We had that.
Mike, great news from the legal department. You can eat your own vomit.
Hey!
So someone tell the Big Mac guy.
Yeah.
He's in.
He's in.
He can eat an extra value meal, puke it into a glass, and then drink it.
Oh, lucky us.
There you go. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Well, you know, we always have to have one like that.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Paul.
Paul, what would you do for these tickets?
Well, I let you guys wax my back, and then I eat the hair that you waxed off.
No, because we already got a guy who we're going to be waxing.
We're doing a waxing. Yeah.
Thank you, though. We might be coming to the end of this part of the segment.
Yeah.
I think now, as a matter of fact, let's stop it right here for today, and we'll pick this up at the top of the show tomorrow.
And we'll top off our glass tomorrow.
Yeah.
With the participants for the contest on Friday.
Now, while we move on here with the show, let me just call back to Pussy Whipped.
Yeah, Pussy Whip here.
Titty Bar here. That's it for today.
Okay.
So as fast as you can, type me up a list or write it up, whatever, and bring in what you got.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Source out. There you go. So we'll find out how many people are confirmed, and then we'll let you know how many slots we have left for tomorrow's show.
And I think so far we're going to have enough participants where we'll just need a few more to make it special, right?
Yeah, and we need a couple more girls.
Yeah.
Although we do have... Well, I'm looking at the page right here. We got the shave girls.
And we have the girl that's going to do the fruit and vegetable show.
Right. So
we need definitely some more ladies.
Yeah, there's only two girls and a bunch of guys. Okay, so call in tomorrow. No more calling today. That's it. Tell your friends, even if you think you've got the greatest idea in the world, save it for tomorrow. Save it for tomorrow.
I'm laughing about one thing already.
Which is that?
The thing that grosses me out the most. Makes me laugh.
The Big Mac guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't help but laugh at that. And you know the pudding guy I'm still looking forward to.
I like, of course, the girls washing and changing each other.
Oh, I do too, big time.
But I got a real good feeling about the guy who's going to wear the Bucks jersey and go out on the street with the megaphone.
Yeah, that's going to be strong.
Okay, here is your final list for today of what we have. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 confirmed, which is great, so we'll have 11 more slots tomorrow.
Very good.
To fill. Dana's going to come down and bring a friend. They're going to wash each other, shave each other, and wash each other again.
Okay.
Steve will cover himself in molasses and green feathers and become a human eagle. Corey is going to paint his body green and make a boat out of kegs, out of empty kegs, and float down the river to meet us.
Yes.
Debbie, without teeth, will be performing various acts involving fruit items.
Right.
Dave's going to wear the Buccaneers jersey, be out on the street with the megaphone saying stuff like Eagles suck and I love the Buccaneers.
Wow.
Jim's going to wear the adult diaper, fill it with chocolate pudding, go skateboarding in front of the radio station.
Right.
Anthony is going to come down and either have branded or tattooed gigantic on his ass Eagles.
The Eagle, the Philadelphia Eagle.
Right. Steve's going to go to a grocery store and get everything he can find green, put it all in a blender, and drink it. Tom is going to shave his head and allow us to wax his eyebrows. And John will eat a Big Mac extra value meal, vomit it up into a glass, and then drink it.
There's your variety show.
Good variety so far.
Yeah.
That's a show in itself.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
That's a show in itself.
Right.
And we still have, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We still have 11 slots to go.
My God.
And one last call. Brian, the Drunk Eagles fan, is on the phone. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Brian.
Hey, Don and Mike, man. I'll do anything for the tickets.
All right, now, Brian, I've got your facts. That you'd be willing to run down the walkway of the Ben Franklin in a Speedo or thong and carry an Eagles flag.
Yes, and I'll paint myself green, and I'll have angel wings on, too.
Wow.
You know, if you start out at that location, you get to the studio with the giant flag and you've got the angel wings on and you run up the street and run back and forth, you know, I like the idea of this being a little bit of a circus out in front of the station.
Yeah, you know, we got to love this guy. And this guy consistently all year called us almost every week drunk to sing the Eagles song.
And what's your outfit going to be again?
It's got a thong or a Speedo, your choice.
Thong.
Thong.
I have a song. I'll borrow one of my girlfriends.
There you go.
You're going to paint yourself green.
Paint myself green, angel wings,
and carry
a giant flag.
The Eagles flag. All right, you're going to come down to Ben Franklin, and then you'll meet us at the radio station.
Yes.
All right, hold on. That is contestant number 10.
Very good. Beautiful.
Brian, the Drunk Eagles fan. How could we do the contest without him?
Got to put him in it.
Yeah. All right, hold on, Brian. That's 10. That means tomorrow, right up front, first break in the show, we'll get 10 more.
Very good.
And then that's it. Our doors are closed. So if you've heard all of these people today and you think you can do better, be ready to call us tomorrow.
Excellent.
And we'll let you know. That's a good start.
Yeah.
Good start. Good prize. And I know all these people are going to show up. It'll be a great show to hear and watch on Friday as well. So before I got to call my brother here. We talked about 24. Great. God damn great episode last night of 24.
It's still humming, and you know, no sign that it's going to slow down anytime soon.
And I love the fact that you know that the future son-in-law got popped at the end of the show by the sister, as predicted by me.
Yeah.
But still, the fact that they're willing to kill off characters, that you've invested time and you have feelings for, all of a sudden out of the blue,
boom.
That guy's dead. Now, I didn't have, like, any homo crush on the soon-to-be son-in-law, but I was sure he was a player throughout the season.
Well, and now, you know, you've got the huge plot that's been the plot all season long, which is the nuclear bomb in L.A., and then they throw in the presidential coup on top of things. My God, is there enough going on? It's incredible.
The president's wife is scheming against him.
And then you have the subplot of Jack Bauer's daughter and that guy that's trying to kill her.
Yeah.
You know, and pretty intense.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And then you've also got another subplot. The guy who had been involved with Nina, who was putting the hit on the moon face girl.
Right.
You know, that's just another side plot. And you've still got the guy who's dying of radioactive poison.
Yeah, radiation poisoning. And right. And he's... He's like going down it. That's a challenging role for an actor. Like each episode, you got to be more dead.
He's coughing blood, and he's got the sores happening on his body, and you know, through it all.
I wanted to be a teacher.
You know, Kiefer Sutherland. I tell you every week, and I love it. He's got two speeds. He's either very mellow or just screaming.
I hope they don't kill off Nina.
I don't think they can.
I know she's incredibly evil, but you know, once you get her cleaned up and fix that little bruise on her forehead.
I bet in real life she's a real piece of ass.
I want to see her in real life. I want to see her cleaned up, you know, and really looking strong.
She got the Elvis eyes. She really does. And I mean that as a compliment.
She's hot. She's got something going on.
She has piercing blue eyes. Yeah.
And the relationship between those two. I mean, well, it's not lost, obviously, on the producers of that show. They put them in those scenes together. Just intense.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great.
You can't allow Brian, the drunk Eagles fan, to do that for the contest.
Why?
There's a sister station for YSB in Philadelphia. It's an AM morning sports talk station.
WIP, right.
Yes, 610 WIP. And he is already doing that for tickets. He's already...
Wait a minute,
the other day.
You mean the Brian the drunk guy?
Yeah, he was on there. He said he would run with his girlfriend across the Ben Franklin Bridge with a
And he's disqualified. Thank you, my friend.
He's not disqualified if he hasn't done it yet.
Well, he's already competing. He's already been a finalist for the other station.
Well, you know what? Where's that fax?
God damn it, that I have from him.
He needs to choose.
He has to pick his station.
Hey, yeah. I'll come down and do something for you guys.
Hold on.
No,
we don't reward rats.
Thank you for turning him in, though. Thank you. Let me see if I can call him.
We really don't. We appreciate that guy calling and ratting him out, but we don't give you a prize for being a rat. I like that policy.
1-856.
That's really not good, though. No. We want a little loyalty here.
Bad. I mean, geez.
Very bad, Rob.
And WIP, of all the stations? God. Brian, please. It's Don and Mike. Yeah.
Wonder if he listens to WIP daily. I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
There you go. Do you have Prince Albert in a can?
Well, let him out, right?
Let him out for some air.
Could not help it.
IP daily by Yellow River.
Right.
You know, Under the Bleachers by Seymour Heine.
Sure. Chinese Overpopulation by Wee F.M. Young.
How do you...
Poop on the Wall by Hu Feng Poo.
Confucius say, man who eat crackers in bed have crummy children. so many of them now that I can't... And this guy's not picking up the phone. I'm not getting anything from Brian.
That sucks.
He'll call back.
Hey, Rob?
Yeah.
Hi, Robbie. Hello. Well, they just hung up. Mm. You heard it on the air. They just hung up. Brian, you must choose between us.
You better call us soon, Brian.
And WIP.
Yeah,
you know,
Brian.
Jesus Christ. Keep in mind, you're dealing with the Big B factor. When you're a listener of WIP.
Big B? Big B?
Just let everybody in Philadelphia know that.
Big B?
It's a fine station and all, but the guy who's running it seriously has a mental problem. just remember that the next time you're listening to that station. Don and Mike, hello?
Radio Gods.
Hi.
How's it going today?
Okay.
Hey, I just got the last part of your conversation about 24, and I wanted to just... That show's the best for one reason, because Jack Bauer's daughter ran again last night.
She did.
Yeah. God, does she have jugs?
She ran.
Oh, and she ran downhill.
Ran some more.
Oh, yeah.
And that's so obvious, isn't it?
I didn't watch it on slow-mo.
Were you thinking that when she was running?
Yeah, the director telling her, run over here, run over there, run back.
Absolutely. Run a little more for us.
Yeah, who doesn't like that girl?
Oh, boy.
We put her on our hottie list last year, right?
Yeah. And it's great because now the boyfriend looks like he's dead.
Yeah, who needed him anyway?
Yeah, he was, you know, grimy old.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, just another bit of info about 24.
Yeah.
Nina and George Mason are actually married in real life.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah, they got. It was right near the end of the season last year that they got together.
Who's George Mason?
The guy who's got the radiation.
Well, they're married in real life?
Yeah, they're married or they're engaged or something like that.
You know, I bet she's got a picture like on the internet somewhere.
All right.
The actress that plays her.
Thank you, my friend. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
amazingly unique face.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
You
yeah.
like her.
Yeah, this year's 24 started at 8 in the morning, so they're only like 9 or 10 hours through the day. So there's another, you know, two-thirds of a show left to do.
Oh, you really think that they're going to go from 8 in the morning to 8 the following morning?
Yeah. It's called 24 for a reason.
Yeah, 24.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, duh.
Does that mean they're like 24 episodes?
Well, then why are they taking 3 weeks off? Because he's only up to 5...
Fox, I don't know.
We're only up to 6 p.m., right?
That mean we're going to see the end of 24 in August?
That would mean that there are 14 more episodes to go. Is that possible?
I don't know. That doesn't sound right, does it?
Have 14 more?
I'm sure that somebody knows the answer as to how many... are they already all in the can?
Last season ran 24 episodes.
Didn't we have somebody call us, though, and say that Kiefer Sutherland was in some kind of rehab and then he wasn't showing up for work because he was stoned or drunk or something?
He effed up his like foot or ankle. I saw a picture of him with a cane, so he's messed up that way.
What is it with these stars and canes? It's not Jennifer Aniston with a cane,
with cane.
At the People's Choice Awards.
Sexy.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You know, do what we do when Don
hey,
and I
radio get, guys, how you doing?
When Don and I get hurt, we use the wheelchair.
Hello, you're on the air.
How you doing, guys?
Hi, we're doing great. The Rascal, this, Mike.
I wasn't going to be able to call tomorrow, and I wanted to get a chance to them tickets.
Oh, yeah, here's someone who just, you know,
others.
You're one of those guys when it says box office closed, you're banging on the door. Well, I want to tell you.
I think I was behind him today in the Costco parking lot. You were right in the middle, sir, weren't you? Waiting for your space where people couldn't get by on either side, weren't you?
That is, either you have the best idea in the world or you're going to be banned from this show. Go ahead.
I want to have my whole body waxed.
Goodbye.
My rectum.
Bye.
You're
banned.
Banned forever.
He wanted that anyway.
He laid rectum out there right before you.
Oh, and about parking?
Uh-huh.
I got this. People, if you have an opportunity to get a spot where you can, if you're a fronter, what I mean is, if there are two parking spots that are running parallel to each other, not doing this across. The right way, across from each other, right, and you want to pull into the one that you'd have to back out of,
right.
But you want to cross over and take the one on the other side so that you can pull your car out, making
you.
It a fronter.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
However, please, for the love of God, if you're in a parking lot like I was today, and there are four or five regular spots
mm-hmm.
that you just have to pull into that you're going to have to,
and
back,
you have to
out,
back out,
and everybody's waiting because there's one dick
mm-hmm.
who's got his blinker on because he's waiting for... There's an open spot
right.
that he could pull his car into.
Right, but he's waiting for the fronter.
Oh. He is waiting for the person in the spot in front of him...
To back out,
to
or,
back
or,
out.
Or to pull out forward, you know, through his
right.
other space.
Right, and what he's doing is he's slowing everybody else up. He's a fronter.
Yeah.
I'm against all pulling through. I think it's illegal, and I think it's unsafe. I think it's illegal, and I know it's unsafe.
All right, hold on. Brian.
You've never driven a pickup truck.
Brian, the Eagles, drunk Eagles fan. Brian?
Dude, I never listened to 610. I wasn't the one doing over the bridge thing. I was at work all day. I want to clear myself up.
You steal the idea from somebody on IP?
Do I listen to it?
Did you steal the idea from somebody on IP?
No. My uncle called me and told me about it, and I just thought I would do it for you guys. Make a left.
Make a left. You want a real good gun, it's make Tom Bigby run across that bridge. He's just coming up with a heart attack. He is.
I'll think of a new idea, and I'll call you some more.
Okay. You got it. Bye-bye.
All right.
Hi, Lily.
Hey, I just want to say that I totally agree with Rob. Pulling through those spaces is extremely unsafe, and I believe illegal. And Charlie does this all the time, and we've got into arguments about it.
Guys, I got to tell you, I got a pickup truck, and really, the reason I do it is just because the long bed that I have with my pickup, I actually have to pull in sometimes. It helps me to straighten out.
Mike, hold on a second. I think we've... Rob, I need a fanfare.
What?
I think we've got Rob right up here. Hold on. No.
Oh,
upper.
Oh, God.
Upper right.
What did I do?
You didn't do anything.
I just did something.
Lisa has just
confirmed. Spilled the bean.
Yeah. The relationship.
Oh, wow.
Right.
With Charles Loring Broyhill.
I know.
There you go.
Everybody knew already, Lisa.
There it is.
But you had to come in.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm with Charlie, when we're driving around, Charlie
son of a
does.
Bitch. And you know, it had to be on this discussion too, because we do argue about this. If and that's okay, Mike, that you might need to, you know, the room to straighten out your truck.
Let me just finish before we get right back to you and Charlie, because I want to jump right back on that. The only reason I do that is I'd rather do that than like hem somebody in a little bit and not if I don't have the time to straighten it out. You know, because otherwise, with a pickup truck, because anybody who drives a pickup, it's a little more involved getting that thing like lined up just right.
Right.
So that's why I do it
just
back.
Don't be a fronter though. Just pull in the goddamn.
Well, no,
thing.
I mean, I'm not going to do that and wait and sit there and wait, you know, until somebody pulls out. That's complete. There's so many people around here. Just one word for people around here. Others.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I've almost been hit pulling into a spot that
you and Charlie.
Well, this time I was by myself.
So you two argue about this a lot?
Yes, but I was pulling into a spot and a girl came completely through.
So it's out there now. It's out there now.
Congratulations.
How
let
much
see your hands.
Before I say something else, let me ask you something.
Yeah, please.
How much does your mom know?
About what?
About what you've just disclosed.
Everything.
She knows everything?
Uh-huh.
So it's not okay to say that.
No.
All right, well, see, that's why I wanted to know how much your mother knew.
She, well, my you mother knows made a point. Everything, but that's...
You kind of made a point of telling me today.
Yeah, because you said something or other, and I said, that would be it.
Yeah, I was getting information, and you said, that's where I am.
Oh, my... You stop it. We're out of delay now.
Okay, great, but my point is...
So
is
that's
that,
like where you are, huh?
Step upstairs.
Oh, my
not having
God.
This conversation.
Oh, dear.
Because
you're the one that came in and made the announcement.
That was...
You're a couple.
You're an item.
You're a couple.
You violated CVS policy.
No, we haven't.
And God.
And God.
I hate to bring him into this, but
Don, no one has more of a right to than you.
Bring God into this?
Well, that's the way it always works.
Oh,
Don's
sure.
The theologian, and I'm the company man.
Mm-hmm.
You violated both CBS policy and
God. which matters most? Who? That's an interesting question for another show.
Yes. CBS.
CBS, right.
Given.
All right, Mrs. Broyhill, thank you for your comments.
I wanted to say is that I think that pulling through a parking spot all the way through is wrong.
And
because
that,
if an accident is happening...
That Charlie does it all the time and that you argue about it with him because you're a couple.
Well, Rob and I are in the car a lot together, too. Buzz and I used to be in the car together all the time.
Hey, when we go up to Philly, why don't you have us all over to the bridal suite for cocktails?
That's funny.
Have you thought about... Which one of us would be Charlie's best man?
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, well, we haven't said this, but we've discussed it. And one of us is going to have to be the best man at the wedding.
Definitely Mike, because I think you guys have the better relationship.
All right, Big Mouth, you get out of here. Don't be mad at us about this.
Have a good one.
We didn't, have a bitch. Well,
we didn't bring it up. As Billy Joel sings, we didn't start the fire.
I think there's a monkey somewhere hitting his head against the wall, too.
I don't think the monkey's had the problem. I think she's the one who's had the problem with them.
I'd love to see them together standing here in the studio.
I don't think the monkey's never had a problem.
Charlie is recovering well and no longer needs constant supervision.
With
the orangutan group about to happen, it will be hard for Jeremy to find any time to spend with Charlie over the coming weeks. A solution will have to be found soon. Charlie needs to be with other chimps.
Yep.
Is he around?
Yeah, of course. Is he down on this floor permanently now or is he still upstairs?
No, he's upstairs.
He's upstairs? Okay.
Why don't you invite him down?
Yeah. So get this out of the way. It'll be all over. We won't have to revisit it.
Oh, he
except every day for the rest of your lives. He's not answering now.
He might be down here.
Maybe so. Why don't you go see?
Here he is!
There he is.
Charles Loring Broyhill!
There he is. A man with no... And I just want to say, a man with no secrets. A man who... Has never once
that
said
you
to
know of.
Right, well, at least with this. A man who's never said to me, don't say this on the air, don't mention anything about this.
I find him to be one of the most secretive, conniving individuals I've ever met.
Oh, that's why he's such a great producer.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Charlie.
Really? So here they are together right now.
Mm-hmm.
America's sweethearts.
I just want to say something to both of you, if I may take a moment. Love, exciting and new, come aboard. We're expecting you, the love boat.
Now, Lisa, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
How long until you make him put a ring on your finger? Because he is no spring chicken. I mean, Charlie,
you can ask him that.
Weren't we talking about this the other day? How old are you, Charlie?
38. These are the same discussions.
That's too funny. That he's almost 40.
That's right. Amen.
Okay.
And I've got some valuable information for Lisa before Charlie gets out of here on how she can make things happen.
What, get knocked up?
You got it, baby.
Is that what happened to you?
No, stop it.
Wow.
Anyway,
what were you going with my parents?
What were you going to say, Joe? What, Charlie? You were going to say something.
Oh, that's much like the other argument we have of pulling through parking spaces.
What, the marriage?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. So she's all the time pestering you about it?
No, not all the time.
Occasionally?
Not all the time.
Truly,
not when we're sleeping.
You don't want to.
Oh, all of a sudden you're this comedian guy? I thought you hated me.
I don't seek it out.
Charlie, you don't want to be blowing spit bubbles at your kid's graduation, you know? But you got a couple of years. You got plenty of time.
I'll have a rascal.
Burt like that.
All right, both of you, out of here.
Get out of here,
Here. You too.
See you later, kids.
You love birds.
Bye-bye.
Love.
Remember,
exciting. You started it, Lisa. We didn't.
Now they're fighting. They're fighting. They're having a tiff.
Now it's out there.
She looks at him. Why'd you say that?
Imagine that poor guy all the time. Marry me. Marry me.
You know what she was saying? I think I can decipher it. I think she was saying, why'd you say that about the we argue about marriage all the time? We don't. You said you'd marry me.
Don't pull in. I told you don't pull in. Marry me.
Well,
marry me.
That fits into both my pieces of advice. Don't pull in and don't pull out.
There you go.
Bingo.
Oh, I got no time to call my brother now. Let me call him until I'm going to call him tomorrow.
Oh, no. Not very happy about that.
I'm sorry, but we have business to take care of. Maybe he can get his rant out in
60 seconds. Well, he already said what it was about. It was about getting a speeding ticket in Arkansas.
$300 for 7 miles over the limit.
We call him back.
Yeah, I'll give him a segment tomorrow.
Well, we're jammed up tomorrow, too, though. Jesus.
We got so much stuff on this show.
Hello.
We got two producers now, and maybe someday we'll have three.
A baby producer.
Maybe the Malo baby producer. Hey, Jimmy.
I'm the producer.
Hey, listen, here's the deal. We got a contest for the Eagles that took up the first hour of the show. And now we have to give away a trip to Iceland. And I've not even talked about all the stuff that's going on in my house. So all I can offer you now is 60 seconds to get whatever is on your chest, to get it off. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
I want you to contact that cop and set up a boxing match between him and I.
Now, Jimmy, you realize that we are on in the state of Arkansas. We are on in Little Rock, Arkansas.
That's okay. This is over by Memphis. 10 miles from Memphis. I don't care if he hears it. He was a prick.
He was a prick. What happened?
Oh, I was doing 7 miles an hour over the limit.
Yeah?
I mean, $300 ticket.
Now, this is KABZ, Little Rock. KABZ 103.7 FM. Was he polite, Jim?
Not really.
Now, was he Tennessee or Arkansas?
No, he was Arkansas. It was 10 miles from Memphis.
Is that the standard fine for 7 miles over the limit?
No. I got a speeding ticket at home this last summer for 19 over, and it only cost me $80.
All right, then why did he charge you $300? Oh, we're out of time. But answer that. Why did he charge you $300?
Well, they said for 5 miles over, it's $200, and then $50 every mile an hour over after that.
Okay. Listen,
just because I'm in a semi.
I'm going to call you back on tomorrow's show, and we'll find out.
Okay.
We'll find out more information.
Either that or give me a call tonight.
No, I'd rather do it on the radio. And then we'll get our listeners in Arkansas involved.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'll see you later. I love you.
Okay, love you too, bye.
Oh, hey, did you know that Charlie Broyhill and Lisa Herndon are engaged?
Don't even know who they are.
You know Charlie, my producer?
No, I don't know him.
No, never mind. Anyway. Anyway, she's pregnant, so they have to get married.
Oh, congratulations.
All right, bye-bye. See you later. Bye-bye.
So it begins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anywho.
I think you should fight that.
Anywho, my brother.
Yeah, take it. You should go back to Arkansas.
Take it to the highest court in the land.
Listen, here's the dealio. We have a trip to Iceland to give away. All this week, the good people at Iceland Air. Oops, wrong music. Iceland Air. IcelandAir.com. Giving us vacations to give away. And we have another one now, and it's time to match the stars. When we play a match game... 2003.
Isn't it amazing? It's match game 2003 already.
Yeah. And we have finally updated the tape. So Dude Walker says match game 2003.
That's exciting right there.
I think for the last 2 years we've been running a tape saying match game 1999 or something like that.
A well edited tape.
But now we got a new clean read from Dude Walker. And here's the deal. We need four callers.
Right.
Four callers. Phone number 877-365-3636. You want to play the match game? Hello, Don and Mike.
Radio guys.
Let me clear these lines out. Hi.
Hey, when you come out to the Bellagio for Leah and Angelo's wedding, are you going to bring Charlie and Lisa with you?
Wouldn't that be a wonderful night?
Yeah, it'd be terrific.
Four of our favorite people getting married.
A little service, a little private service.
Hey, good. Don and Mike could both be best fans.
That's good.
All right, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
First time caller. Love you guys.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm glad you didn't waste that call.
That was great.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I was just wondering, for a sexual practice that Charlie does with Lisa, does he ever eat SpaghettiOs off her with her fingers?
Don't know, sir.
Wait a minute. You just said, does he ever eat SpaghettiOs off her with her fingers?
I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
You know, I always eat SpaghettiOs with his fingers. I figured he'd bring it into the bedroom.
Okay, with his fingers.
With his fingers. Because
yeah.
Charlie does eat. Now, we have profiled him as a monkey-like person mm-hmm. who has no need for common utensils.
Right.
He does eat with his hands a lot.
I understand he takes her from the car to their...
No, I don't think so. He's only part ape.
Oh, okay.
I think he's like three-quarters human and only one-quarter ape.
Yeah, and he's a happy ape.
That's fine. What monkey isn't?
Sure.
You know, they're like dogs. They're always happy. You never see an angry monkey.
No, I mean, it's the ability to, aren't they like dogs where they can, take care of themselves?
Yeah. Correct.
With their mouth.
You're right, monkey. And monkeys are even more flexible than dogs are. God, monkeys can do amazing things.
Yeah, dogs don't. Dogs are not able to throw their own poo.
That's because dogs don't have like,
opposable
bones.
God.
Yeah, right, like monkeys do.
Right.
Match game. That's what we need now,
yeah.
Is match game. We need four callers for match game at 877-365-3636. If I have this right.
You must have at least one opposable thumb.
Two people play in the first round.
Yes.
Then two different people play in the second round.
Yes.
And in the third round, the winner of the first round and the second round play against each other.
Hey, you have really done well. Welcome to 2003 with you knowing the whole rules
and
now.
Wow. That's final match. Mm-hmm. And if you win that, you win the trip to Iceland, and then you play Supermatch to win cash on top of that.
Your back medication has made you a different human being.
I got it. Oh, and I got it. I know I have to break. Just a big F, Godhead F you to that goddamn Pakistani witch doctor.
Wow.
That my back guy sent me to see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
This prick wouldn't know a bedside manner if it grabbed his visa and threw him back to wary Pakistan. I go to see this guy on December 6th, and I got the problem with my back.
Right.
And so I was hit by a car.
That's right.
And all he says to me is, you are overweight.
Mm-hmm.
You must lose 30 pounds.
I remember that.
So I go in today.
Right.
I had 6 weeks to lose 30 pounds. As of this morning, I've lost 26 pounds. This is not like me exaggerating for the radio.
I can tell by looking at you.
Really, I'm down 26 pounds. So, I go in today, I get on the scale, and he goes, oh, you've only lost 26 pounds. I said, I think that's
pretty. He said you've only lost 26 pounds. Is he a skinny guy?
Yeah, of course. And he was wearing his goddamn clogs. You know, I don't need to see a doctor in jeans and clogs. You know, profile terrorist type. You know, saying to me, you have only lost 26 pounds. I said, but you told me I have until the 28th to lose 30. Well, ideally, I would like you to lose more than 30 pounds.
Oh, God.
You know, right. So I'm on top of the world when I'm in there. The guy comes in. The guy does not even take an x-ray, do that thing where he takes the little hammer and it gives me the reflex test.
Right.
Doesn't feel my back. Just puts me on the scale and says, you've only lost 26 pounds.
No pat on the back at all?
No.
Oh,
none.
That sucks.
F him.
Doesn't he know, like, the average, like, weight loss for people, you know, if they're trying to lose weight?
That's amazing. 2 to 3 pounds a week.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and you lost, I mean, do the math.
And speaking of, it's been, it was the week, first week of December, so it's been fine. It's been, about 7 weeks.
Right.
We lost 26 pounds. What's seven goes, what is that a week?
3.5 to 4.
Yeah, 4 pounds a week.
That's right about average.
Very strong.
Speaking of which, it's about time for my can of VM.
Oh, bring it on.
If anybody has that wonderful Slim Fast, bring it in. David, sign me up to be the spokesperson for that.
Yeah, well, after that comment, they're going to make you the picture boy.
So anyways, I want to say, howdy, Doc. How you doing? How you doing? Have a nice ride home on your camel today. Jesus. Prick. Prick and a half. Mike wrote me a note. Don, if you could really sell my band appearances like you did that time in the middle of the show, it would be really great. Because when you do that, the people really show up, and it makes me really feel good. Huh. I really appreciate it. Really. Love me.
That's so nice.
You got it, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
Manassas! Manassas! Manassas!
Yes.
It's the return. And, Mike, good for you for writing it like this.
Yeah.
Mike O'Mara and the Crap Blues Band.
Yeah, why beat around the bush? Yeah.
Saturday night at Brady's in Manassas, Virginia. Now join me at the front table for this wonderful evening of fun and music.
It's going to be great.
That's Saturday night, Mike's DJ band.
Some new things.
The Mike O'Mara Crap Blues Band.
Oh, that's right.
So it's Mike O'Mara and the Crap Blues Band.
And
I can't go that far, Don.
The band will just be known as Mike eventually.
Yeah, that's a catchy. You know, there's been pressure from the very day we started to change the name. Even though I love crap, and I, you know, crap is dear to me, and I'm fighting them all the time.
Now you just call the band Mike.
Yeah. Mike.
Big neon letters that say Mike behind you.
We're going to see Mike tonight.
I like it.
We're on a break. Call now for Match Game. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This tape is dedicated to Charlie and Lisa.
Very good.
Investigate what?
They're calling you a bigamist. They found out you weren't divorced from your second wife when you married Myra here.
You mean we ain't married?
I never was married to my second wife in the first place. I already told you I didn't need to get a divorce.
The government is trying to deport you. We're washed up here, kids. We're getting out.
Well, what if I don't want to go?
Well, why would you want to stay?
I promised Myra I'd buy her a wedding ring.
Well, what do I need a ring for? He even married.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-325-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right, right.
What the hell kind of country is this where I can only hate a man if he's white?
America's favorite inebriant, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We're not done yet with the contest about what would you do to win the Eagle Bucks ticket.
Right.
10 more spots, and we'll fill them up on tomorrow's show. We'll see everybody at WISP in Philadelphia on Friday. We're live in studio and on street show. Now we have players for Match Game from D.C., Virginia, Philadelphia, and Seattle.
Seattle!
So let's get right to Match Game 2003 with our brand new produced open.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2003 with the stars. Don Geronimo.
Hi, Don.
Mike O'Mara.
Whatever.
Michael J. Elston.
Hiya.
Timmy O'Bibonet. And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, stars.
Hi, Rob.
How are we today?
Rob. We are doing great, Robbie.
Very, very good. Well, we're all pleased that you could join us here for Match Game 2003. Let's say hi to our panel before we meet our contestants. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
You know, Mike, he's been called the new head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, and he's just written a book called I'm the New Head Coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. He's author, athlete, dancer, triple threat, Don Geronimo. Don, how often do you still dance, rehearse, per day?
How much? Constantly. And my first round draft pick is a youngster, an upcoming youngster, named Bobby Adams.
Oh, he'll be excellent. We look forward to seeing him out on the Cincinnati plate.
He looks a lot like Warren Sapp. That's why I'm picking him.
He's the star of CBS's Becker and a Silver Star winner, Colonel Mike O'Mara. Mike, what's this I hear about some sort of wacky sleeping machine?
It's a big thing that goes over my nose. And, Rob, I'm so glad you brought that up. Last night is the first time that I used it, and I slept through the whole night, and that's why I've got this big red blotch on my nose.
That is zany.
Thank you.
The host of the Capital Critters and the People's Choice Award winner for Best New Music Group, hello, Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
Michael J., how about you sing us a little of that new hit single?
Yeah, one pill makes you larger.
That's terrific. And here to promote his new 2003 swimsuit calendar, you remember him as the Don and Mike Newsmaker of the Week and as the voice of Charlie from television's Charlie's Angels, the seldom seen and often heard Timmy O'Bivene. Timmy, what was it like to work with Kate Jackson?
It was packed and packed.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I guess it's time we can meet our contestants now. Who do we have on the line?
Robbie, before we do that, let me mention again, grand prize is a trip, vacation for two to Iceland.
Right.
If you're planning a trip to Europe, Iceland Air flies to your favorite cities in Scandinavia, Great Britain, and the continent. Call your travel agent or visit IcelandAir.com to book your flight or vacation package. Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. We'll start with AJ from D.C. on WJFK. Hi, AJ.
Hi, panel.
Hi there, and also in the first round is Pat from Seattle on KQBZ.
Greetings, panel. How you doing?
Greetings.
Hey, Pat.
Is Pat a boy or a girl?
This is a boy.
Okay, Pat the boy. Excellent. Very good. Well, are you all Pat? AJ, do you know how to play the game?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, now remember, do not answer until we ask you to answer, because that would void your turn for the round. And we flipped a coin backstage, as you remember, and AJ, you won, so I need you to pick A or B.
I got to go with A.
And every time we say that, Henry Winkler gets some kind of residual.
That's right.
He invented A.
But remember, he's a good guy.
Right, according to the Baldwin guy.
Whichever Baldwin it was. Paul Baldwin. AJ, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here's your clue. Have you heard about the new Diana Ross driving school?
You have.
Oh, it's excellent. When you graduate, you get a certificate, your license, and your very own blank. The Diana Ross driving school, AJ. No doubt.
I'm in.
You knew that Diana Ross was in the news this week, or I guess it was a couple weeks ago, but it's a ongoing story. The Diana Ross driving school, when you graduate, you get a certificate, your license, and your very own blank. Hold your answer, please, AJ.
You got yours, Buzz?
I'm in.
Timmy, are you in?
I'm in.
Mike?
I'm in.
The panel is right. AJ, the Diana Ross driving school, when you graduate, you get a certificate, your license, and your very own blank. What say you, AJ?
Flask.
Your very own flask. Flask is what he said. Oh, because she's so thirsty. Don, do you have DR's flask?
No, I said when you get your own liver.
Oh, very good.
Liver. That's
not a match there. How about you, Mike?
Rob, I think the judge is going to have to look at this one. I said bottle of booze.
That's a match. Very good.
A match.
How about you, Tim?
Well, I said a bottle of Grey Goose vodka.
Very specific. And a match.
Yeah,
very good.
Booze.
How about you, Buzz?
I said bottle of booze.
Wow.
Booze.
3 for 4 and a great start for AJ. Pat, you've got some catching up to do. Are you up to the challenge?
I suppose I am.
Okay, here he is.
Okay, good. That's a winning attitude.
Very masculine and very optimistic. Pat.
I suppose.
Okay, then, Pat. Did we wake you? Okay, Pat, here is your clue. Poor Trent Lott. First, he loses his job in the Senate.
Oh, God.
Then he finds out that his dry cleaners ruined his blank.
I got it.
I'm in like Errol Flynn.
Yes.
Poor Trent Lott. First, he loses his job in the Senate. Then he finds out that the dry cleaners have ruined his blank. Hold your answer, please.
Are you in, Buzz?
I'm in.
Mike,
I'm in. I'm in.
Panel is right. Pat, poor Trent Lott. First, he loses his job in the Senate. Then he finds out that his dry cleaners have ruined his blank. Ruined his what?
This one's a hard one.
It is.
Favorite pair of panties?
Oh, his panties. Good answer, Pat.
Dummy you are.
Wow.
Pat, you're a guy?
I am.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And you're from Seattle?
Yeah,
He truly is. But you lived there a long time, I bet. Do you have Trent Lott's panties, Don?
No, I said the dry cleaners lost his KKK robe.
Oh, yeah, they ruin that every time.
Haven't I been through that? How about you, Mike? Do you have panties?
Bob, I said no. I didn't say a panties or a outfit. I said white hood. They
a white hood, yeah, but not a match
same
there.
Thing is done.
How about you, Tim?
Well, I said hood.
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 Right.
Hood.
No one knows hood as good. How about you, Buzz?
I said white robe and hood.
White robe and hood.
Wow.
No matches there. So, Pat, great job.
I was really off that one.
Yeah, you really were. Maybe you should try thinking next time.
Watch the news.
And we'll give you some time to rest that massive frontal lobe and that AJ pick, A or B.
Go A again.
AJ, oh, you picked wise, I believe. Back when Charlie Broyhill was the WJFK-FM operations manager, we all had to get used to him throwing his weight around. Well, now that he's back as Don and Mike's producer, we have to get used to him throwing his blank around.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Wow.
I'm in.
AJ, the secret here is to overthink it. Back when Charlie Broyhill was the WJFK FM operations manager.
Is everybody in?
We had to get used to him throwing his weight around. Now that he's back as Don and Mike's producer, AJ, we have to get used to him throwing his blank around. What say you, AJ?
All I can come up with is ideas.
Ah, Charlie Broyhill throwing his ideas around.
Now, Rob, I know where you were going with this.
Yeah, it wasn't. It really wasn't tricky, I don't think.
I know what the obvious one is, but I think you like this one.
What did you have?
Give me the setup again.
Back when Charlie Broyhill was the operations manager, he was throwing his weight around. Now that he's back as producer, we have to get used to him throwing his blank around.
His girlfriend. Now that they're a couple, why not?
Sure, go for it. How about you, Mike?
I went with the obvious answer. He's throwing his feces around.
Ah, the writers right. love when he's throwing the obvious.
He's a monkey.
Right. He is a monkey. Right. How about you, Buzz?
Well, I said throwing his crap around.
There you go. Yeah, same idea. How about you, Buzz?
I said poop.
Somebody cart that up. Okay, no matches there, and a good chance for Pat to move ahead. Pat, how's your brain?
Let me ask it.
Okay.
Hey, Brain. How you doing?
You know, there's a reason that now Seattle has become the city we dance to rather than Sacramento.
Dance. Hate to interrupt that thrilling conversation, Pat, but here's your clue. Finally! Finally, and there's three exclamation points there. Mike O'Mara is coming to the silver screen in a motion picture at a movie theater near you. Check him out this summer in My Big Fat Greek Blank.
Okay.
All right, Pat. Mike O'Mara coming to the silver screen in a movie theater near you. Check him out this summer in the movie My Big Fat Greek Blank.
I'm in.
Hold your thoughts, please, Pat.
I'm in.
Mike is in. Buzz is in.
I'm in.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? All right.
Tim, you in?
I'm in.
Everybody in? The panel is right. Finally, Pat, Mike O'Mara is coming to the silver screen in a movie theater near you. Check him out this summer in My Big Fat Greek Blank. What say you, Pat?
You know, the only thing that comes to mind is wedding. Wow, my brain is having trouble.
No, he's not retarded. No, he's not retarded. No, he's not retarded.
Let me ask you something, Pat. Why do you suppose that sprung to mind?
What, are you fucking retarded?
Don't no, he's that. Not retarded.
He's retarded?
No, he's not retarded.
Don, did you say wedding by any chance?
Said rectum.
Don?
Always big fat rectum.
Don?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Not a match.
You're welcome.
Not a match. How about you, Mike? You would know better than anyone.
Well, I said my big fat Greek liver.
Oh, there you go. Swollen and ready to partay. Yeah. How about you, Tim? No
well,
match
I said my big fat bottle of vodka.
Oh, also
Timmy and I drink vodka together sometimes.
Just save the card, Timmy. It'll save time. How about you, Buzz?
Everybody had something different. I said bachelor pad.
Oh! And there's just like a Greek bachelor pad. All right, we stand here at 3-0. AJ in the lead, so AJ, once again, I need you to pick A or B.
Well, Henry Wink was pretty poor. He needs some more money. Let's go with A.
Hey!
Stay there, AJ. Did you know that the Raelian, am I saying that right, Buzz? Raelian cult?
I have no idea.
Okay. Is this the clone aid people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that the Raelian cult actually went out and cloned USA Today columnist Craig Wilson? Oh, it's true. He's an exact copy of Craig, right down to his blank.
Oh, I got it. I'm in.
Did you know that the Raelian cult, AJ, went out and cloned USA Today columnist Craig Wilson? Oh, yes, it's true. He's an exact copy of Craig, right down to his blank. And you can check Craig out in USA Today this very day. Don is in.
I'm in.
No, I'm not in.
Okay, Buzz is in.
Right.
Slow on everybody. Are you in, Timmy?
Yes, I'm in.
Rob, give me a say. I'm really having a brain fart.
All right. Did you know, Don, that the Raelian cult went out and cloned USA Today columnist Craig Wilson? Oh, it's true. He's an exact copy of Craig, right down to Craig's blank.
My answer sucks. I'm in.
And even Lisa threw in a bonus answer, even though she's not playing. AJ.
I'm not going to say that, Lisa.
You can't say that. Although Willard Scott said that you say that.
Yeah. Yes.
That's true. The Raelian Cultural and USA Today columnist Craig Wilson. It's an exact copy of Craig right down to his blank. What say you, AJ?
Lipstick.
Right down to his lipstick.
Lipstick.
Craig's lipstick. Don, do you have...
Hold on, I'm changing. I just got it.
Oh, okay. Do you have Craig's lipstick over there?
No, I said his bleeding anus.
Oh, there you go.
Bleeding anus.
And you want to clone that. That's not a match. How about you, Mike?
I said they cloned him right down to his vagina.
Oh, yes.
That's what Lisa, that's the note Lisa had slipped me, although she used a much filthier
well,
word.
Well, she's a dirty bird.
Less medical. How about you, Tim?
Well, they're right onto his nuts.
Oh.
Ah, that's funny.
It is funny.
It's funny hearing Timmy say nuts.
Say it again, Timmy.
Nuts.
How about you, Buzz? Did you say, did you match up there?
No, but I said right down to his buttery moccasins.
Oh, there you go. That's very good. Now, this puts Pat in a great situation because despite his early lead, Pat, don't talk. You can tie with three and actually win with four.
What are you, retarded?
Exactly. So, Pat, listen very carefully, and if you can, overthink this. So, Angelo Pagan. Finally gave Leah Remini an engagement ring.
Pagan.
Oh, that's right, Pagan.
Right.
Leah was so excited that she gave Angelo something that he really wanted. A blank. Let me change that even. Something he wanted and needed. A blank. So, Angelo Pagan finally gave Leah Remini an engagement ring.
I'm in.
Leah was so excited that she gave Angelo something that he really wanted and needed. A blank.
I'm
Mike
in.
Is in. Buzz is in.
I'm in.
Timmy's in,
yeah,
and Don is in. All right, Pat, you familiar with the Angelo and Leah saga on the show, no doubt, right?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Sure. So he finally gave Leah Remini an engagement ring, and I want you to know I'm really rooting for you, Pat. Leah was so excited that she gave Angelo something that he really wanted and needed, a blank. What do you say, Pat?
A penis enlarger.
Ah.
What are you, retarded?
Yeah, terrific. Hate if he got disconnected before the parting gifts ran it out. Don, did you say penis enlarger?
No, I said Leah gave him a real job.
Oh, dear, yeah.
There you go.
Congratulations on the wedding. Don, I'm sorry, Mike, do you have the Pagan penis enlarger?
No, I said that she gave him a career.
Oh, you threw a picture.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You matched with your partner, which I think is nice.
I think it's wonderful.
What do you say?
Well, I said a BJ.
And Timmy's answers are good today.
And how about you, Buzz?
I also said BJ.
Well, there,
hey,
you go.
There you go.
And speaking of BJs, AJ, which is like BJ, will be going on to final match.
Well, AJ.
I'm sorry, Pat.
Pat,
measure up. Retarded?
Pat, goodbye. And Pat, you're so lousy, you don't even get the parting gifts.
Aww.
Really? Goodbye. The next time you hear will be me hanging up on your ass.
There you go.
That was terrific.
AJ.
Yes, sir.
Now you stay there, and you're going to play in one more round.
You'll play in final match after we get a winner for round B.
And when we come back, we have Mike from Virginia against Dennis from Philadelphia.
Very good.
Ah, very nice.
We've already got our contestants for the next round of Match Game 2003. And,
what are you, fucking retarded?
All right, that was for Pat from Seattle. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We really, really like the Don and Mike Show. It is the best damn thing on the radio. We really, really like the Don and Mike Show. Whoa, whoa. Compared to them, all of the DJs blow. The Don and Mike Show. They always have wacky things to say when Elvis died his cold and weighed 40 pounds. They found the king on the toilet floated and round. When Elvis died his cold and made a great sound. They hammered all his teeth out onto the ground. Pulled out a Graceland as a vegetable. He died, now it's time for Don and Mike. They are the guys we really like.
The Don and Mike Show. They can't stop hating on people. Don and Mike.
The life! The life! This is the best show we've ever done!
Here we are. We got to fly now, Z. I just realized we have a guest still to come on today's show. The girl giving us the follow-up on the manjuicediet.com.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. So let's get right to round number two of Match Game 2003, playing for the trip to Iceland from IcelandAir.com. And Robbie, here are your contestants from Ashburn, Virginia, WJFK land. It's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, panel.
And also joining us from Philly on WYSP, here's Dennis. Hi, Dennis.
Good day to you, panel.
Good day to you, sir.
And hello, stars. As you remember, we flipped the coin backstage. Mike from Ashburn won. So, Mike, I need you to pick A or B.
So it's A.
And here is your clue. Gentlemen, I remind you, please don't answer until you are asked to. Mike, did you hear about the mad scientist that crossed Buzz Burbank with the German Shepherd?
No.
Yeah, he got the world's only dog that likes to blank. So many directions.
Yeah.
Mad scientist that crossed Buzz Burbank with a German Shepherd. He got the world's only dog that likes to blank. Please hold your answer, Mike. I know that Mike is in.
I'm in.
Timmy is in. Buzz, are you in?
Not yet.
Buzz, you should know this. Are you a dog lover, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, that'll help. That'll help.
All right, I'm in.
Don is in.
I'm in.
And Buzz is in. Mike from Ashburn, did you hear about the mad scientist that crossed Buzz Burbank with a German Shepherd? He got the world's only dog that likes to blank. What say you, Mike?
Smoke weed.
Ah, smoke weed. Very good. Don, do you have a very high German Shepherd over there?
I would smoke Nazi weed.
Oh, I think that's a match.
Hey, I heard it's very potent stuff.
Not my brand.
I wouldn't know. How about you there, Mike?
I said smoke weed.
Is that Buzz?
That's Buzz.
Crossed with a German Shepherd?
Yes.
That's a good draw.
That's a wonderful schematic.
Thank you.
How about you, Timmy?
Well, I wrote Doug that likes to swing.
I thought of that.
Yeah, but not a match. How about you, Buzz?
I said do weed.
Ah, there you go. And
there it is.
Matches. Mike, good job.
There you go.
Dennis, a good chance. Good chance for you to catch up here, Dennis. And here is your clue. Oh, we know this guy. The mighty WJFK had a fine fall book, and to celebrate the ratings, acting general manager Alan Linewand went out and bought himself something.
Acting general manager Alan Linewand
went out and bought himself something he's never had before. He bought himself a blank.
I'm in.
Dennis, have you heard Alan on the show before?
Yes.
Oh, that'll help you understand this. Mighty WJFK had a fine fall ratings book, and to celebrate, acting general manager Alan Linewand went out and bought himself something he had never had before. He bought himself a blank. No, don't answer. Don't answer until you're asked to.
Don't answer yet.
I'm in.
Don is in.
Buzz, you in?
Not yet.
Buzz, not in. Mike, are you in?
I'm in.
Mike is in.
Timmy, are you in?
Yes, I'm in.
Timmy is in.
Waiting on Buzzy.
Okay, I'm in.
Could have crossed Buzz with a Greyhound. It would have been faster. Dennis, now is your turn to answer. Dennis from Philadelphia. General Manager Alan Linewand, to celebrate the ratings, went out and bought something he had never had before. He bought himself a blank. What do you say?
New panties.
Bought himself new panties.
Panties.
New panties. I think he wears new panties all the time. Don, do you have Alan's panties?
No, he said he bought himself a permanent job.
Oh.
You see, because he's just the...
Acting General Manager Alan Linewand.
He's not really acting General Manager.
He is acting. How about you, Mike?
I said he bought himself a personality.
Oh, and that's a good picture of him.
Thank you.
That resembles him, but not a match. How about you, Timmy?
Well, since Alan never says hi to Rob on the air, I wrote a likeness for Robert.
Oh, he went and bought that. Wow, I can hook you up with a good deal on that, too. How about you, Buzz? Did you say panties?
No, I said he went and bought a tan.
Okay.
You were talking about him being tan the other day.
Thought I heard some insects there for a second.
Yeah.
You guys are killing me here.
And me.
And Buzz. And Buzz.
Mike.
That was funny with the silence. I was going to hear a replay of it.
The crickets are running down the hall, but they just didn't make it. Mike, I need you to pick A or B.
Go with A again.
Hey! Oh, Mike, you picked well here. You know, our own Don Geronimo has lost a lot of weight, and you may want to try out his diet plan. It's really easy. All you do is you have a Slim Fast shake for breakfast, Slim Fast shake for lunch, and for dinner, a nice, sensible plate of blank.
I'm in.
Okay. Mike is already in.
I'm in.
Buzz is in. Timmy, are you in?
No.
Hold on.
I'm in. Don is in, and he should know this. This is his own diet plan.
I'm in.
Waiting on Timmy. Timmy is in. Mike from Ashburn. Don Geronimo has lost a lot of weight, and you may want to try out his diet plan. Slim Fast Shake for breakfast, Slim Fast Shake for lunch, and for dinner, a sensible plate of blank. What say you, Mike?
How about piping hot BM?
The only way to serve it. Don, do you have piping hot BM over there?
No, I had two answers.
Which will you go with?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I had either Frida's teeth or mashed Frida.
Well,
I was thinking about, you know, Rob's relationship.
Why won't you fix me dinner?
Right. But neither one of them matches, so I'm afraid it doesn't match. How about you, Mike?
I was just going for the comedy because it always sounds funny to have a nice plate of BM, but I had two answers also, and on the other side, I had scorn.
Scorn!
Frida loves making me scorn flakes.
There you go, and that is a match. How about you, Timmy? What do you
think? I wrote a plate of tofu.
Tofu. A sensible plate of tofu. And Buzz, what do you say?
I said BM.
There you go, and a match right there.
Okay.
Dennis, time for you to really get busy here because you're falling behind. But this is good because this is not only a Washington luminary, but a Philadelphia luminary as well. Dennis, I bet you didn't know this.
Is that Tim?
No. But NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen does not want a tombstone when he dies. Did you know that? He just wants a simple grave marked with one of his blanks.
Okay.
I'm in.
Are you familiar with the Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen, Dennis?
Yes, sir.
Well, not that his death is impending, not by any stretch of the imagination, but when Sonny Jurgensen does pass, he doesn't want a tombstone.
We're all in.
He just wants a simple grave marked with one of his blanks. Dennis, what do you say?
A toupee.
One of his toupees. Does Sonny wear a rug? I didn't think Sonny wore a rug.
No, he does not.
I don't think that's his own natural blonde reddish hair. Don, do you have Sonny's toupee?
No, I said mark his grave with one of his upper plate dentures.
Wow, yeah. You always drop by with flowers. No match there. How about you, Mike?
Rob, we've been playing this game for a long time, and I kind of knew what the writers were going for here. I said it's one of Sonny's teeth.
There you go. The writers like to throw one of these softballs every now and
absolutely.
Then.
Absolutely.
And then people occasionally get it wrong. How about you? What do you say?
One of his big teeth.
Oh, one of
teeth.
Very good. No match there. How about you, Buzz?
Buzz likes the softballs. I said teeth.
There you go. Very good. No match. Dennis, I need you again to pick A or B. This would be your last chance.
I'll take A this turn.
Hey! Here we go. Here's your clue. Dennis from Philadelphia. Oh, you'll like this. The Philadelphia Eagles shouldn't have any trouble winning the NFC Championship game this Sunday at Veterans Stadium, especially if Coach Andy Reid remembers to take his lucky blank.
I'm in.
I didn't know that Andy Reid was so superstitious, but the Philadelphia Eagles shouldn't have any trouble winning the NFC Championship game this Sunday at Veterans Stadium, especially if Coach Andy Reid remembers to take his lucky blank. Probably something about that in the Philadelphia papers. Is the panel right?
Yeah, we are.
We are.
Very good. Dennis, what is what does he need to take? His lucky what?
His lucky quarter pounder.
His lucky QP. What was that, Mike?
I said, Jesus.
Are they running down the hall again?
Yeah.
No, he's not retarded.
They might just make it. Don, do you have Andy Reid's quarter pounder?
No, I said if he remembers to take his lucky suppository.
Yeah, you guys are killing me.
Yeah, we're killing you.
Yeah, okay. That's our fault. Oh, that's good.
That is excellent.
That's good. Yeah. His lucky suppository.
How about you, Mike? Do you have a quarter pounder?
I said his lucky ass.
Wow, that's a good picture.
Andy Reid's morning lucky ass.
Almost impressionistic. What do you say, Timmy?
Well, I said lucky BM.
There you go, lucky BM. Also a good answer. And that quarter pounder could someday, but no match. How about you, Buzz?
I also said BM.
There you go, no match there. And you know what? We don't even need to have Mike from Ashburn play the third round. He's already won.
Yeah. Wow.
Congratulations, Mike.
Yeah, I got smoked on that first round, man.
Yeah, right to the Better Business Bureau about it.
And the second round. Don't forget the second round there, Dennis.
Second round, I got smoked, too. That's the first round that killed me.
Well, maybe what you need is a lucky suppository.
All right, Rob. Now, which one of these guys goes on to play AJ?
AJ will face Mike in final match.
Then, Dennis, we do have a blockbuster prize pack for you, including a stuffed animal of Carl or Ray, stars of the blockbuster commercial and the movie Signs. Oh, you got a DVD copy of the movie Signs. with Mel Gibson, available now at Blockbuster Audio. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Now, hold on. I got the format of this down. When we come back, it'll be AJ against Mike.
Right.
And whoever wins that wins the trip to Iceland.
Right.
And has a chance then after that to win $100 for the Supermatch.
Right. They'll go to Supermatch and choose a celebrity to play along with.
All right. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, how's your ass?
Oh, Miss Colonoscopy Doctor. She's gorgeous. You should have seen her in her white coat. I wanted to give her a little tongue depressor action. Hey, now.
So you going to go for another appointment?
No, I don't think so. And looking up the ass was a one-time thing.
I'm thinking of fasting now. Hank, how do you ask somebody else who's seen the inside of your ass?
I think she has a thing for me.
How could you tell? Weren't you facing the other way?
Well, granted, I was sedated at the time, but there was a vibe in that room. You know, it usually takes several years to get to that level of intimacy.
The Don and Mike Show.
They love the Arbotron. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I'm straight. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
And I'm from Philly.
Hi there.
I came in from work today and saw that guy that was advertising to get your ticket.
You mean, I mean, is this another call about Brian, the drunk guy?
Yeah, he already won the ticket. He won them from WIP. They showed the picture of him running across the bridge with his girlfriend.
Wow. Well, now he may. I think this is another guy, and Brian is actually coming up with a new idea.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought it was the same guy trying to get the ticket.
Nah. All right, honey. Might have been a guy. I think what Brian was doing really sounds to me. Brian completely ripped off his idea from another radio.
Right. Well, I guarantee whatever WIP, God bless him. All of you poor disc jockeys having to work for that ogre Tom Bigby. Whatever they're doing, not going to come close to what we got lined up.
That's
absolutely
true.
Absolutely not.
Are you ready for this? Now, unfortunately, the only person that's backed out thus far is the guy that was going to eat the Big Mac and vomit it and eat it back up.
He backed out?
He's from D.C. He thought the contest was here. He didn't know we were going to Philadelphia.
He said he would drive all the way to Philly.
Well, I thought that's what he said.
Well, he told him something different back there.
Philly man.
We have Dana and her friend who will clean and shave themselves and clean up afterwards.
Right.
Steve will cover himself in molasses and green feathers, become a human eagle. Corey is going to come down on a keg boat covered in green paint.
You know, that sounds good. You know, I know it's a boat made of kegs, but the idea of a keg boat sounds good.
Great idea. Dave has the Tampa Bay jersey, and Bullhorn will be out on the street corner.
Wow.
Jim will also be outside in an adult diaper full of chocolate pudding on a skateboard. Anthony will have the Eagles logo either branded or tattooed on his ass.
And
we're going to make it gigantic. Steve is going to drink a blended concoction of everything green he can find in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Tom will have his head shaved and his eyebrows waxed, and Brian, the drunk Eagles fan, because he says he didn't do the thing on WIP, he's got the other spot, which means we have, unless that vomit guy comes through,
mm-hmm.
and that was one I was really looking forward to, and incidentally,
me too.
One now that somebody could steal.
Mm-hmm.
If you can make yourself throw up on command.
Yes, absolutely.
You could eat a Big Mac, throw it up, and drink it back down.
That slot is open.
We've also got some fact stuff here from a guy named Josh who works for Sprint in Philly. Don and Mike, I'm willing to eat a 6 by 6 inch square
mm-hmm.
of Next Turf, which is that artificial surface play on. And wash it down with 8 ounces of Crisco oil.
Wow.
We are going to call him back. And
mm-hmm.
if he's on the level,
yeah.
he's in.
He'll feel good for the game on Sunday.
Yeah, amen.
Everybody else is just faction. Wait to call tomorrow. Thank you for the update, Shauna.
Thanks, Don. You know what? You should get something for losing that weight. You did a great job.
I am not done yet.
Well, I lost about 7 times as much as you have. I know how hard it is.
Wow.
It's hard.
Well, I hope you don't have some third world traitor. As your doctor.
I did it myself. Keep going.
Thank you, honey.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, man, the old world thing. We got Timmy in here.
Well, I meant, then fourth world, Mike.
I mean, really. I mean, isn't Nigeria the third world, Timmy? Doesn't that count?
I'm first world now.
That's right.
That's right.
All right, back to Match Game now. We're going to play one final round with the winners of our previous two rounds. You might as well play the opening thing.
Get ready to match the stars.
Here we go.
It's Match Game 2003.
Here we go.
With the stars, Don Geronimo.
Hi, Doc.
Mike O'Mara.
Peace.
Michael J. Elston.
Hello.
Timmy O'Bibone.
Hey there.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, Star.
All right, now, Robbie, we're playing right now for a trip to Iceland.
Right, this is for all the marbles.
Courtesy of IcelandAir.com.
And we have to hurry because Mike left his bass boat running.
Yes, and we have AJ and Mike as our final contestants. And they are both from the D.C. area listening on WJFK 106.7. Let's get to it.
Very good. AJ, you remember what happened in the coin flip?
I won.
Exactly right. See, that was good. We flipped a coin backstage.
Exactly.
Exactly. AJ, I need you to pick A or B.
A.
Hey. And here is your clue. Fake newsman Bill O'Reilly. You're familiar with him, I'm sure, AJ.
Huh?
Fake newsman Bill O'Reilly just got his fall ratings book, and it has prompted him to make a small change in his popular radio show.
Hold on a second. Here he is right here.
I'm gay, so I want, you know, gay marriage so I can do X, Y, and Z.
That's him. The ratings made him make a small change. From now on, the no spin zone will be called the no blank zone.
Are you talking about his new ratings?
Yes.
I'm in.
All right, AJ, listen once again before you answer. Fake newsman Bill O'Reilly just got his fall ratings book, and it prompted him to make a small change in his popular radio show. From now on, the no spin zone will be called the no blank zone. I believe Mike is in.
I'm in.
Buzz, are you in?
I am.
Timmy?
I'm in.
Timmy?
Man, I'm close to going toe-to-toe with this four.
Wow. Don, are you in?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Four German guys, leap over the counter and pound me.
I'm just playing some Bill O'Reilly here, Rob.
Nice when he checks.
I'm sorry, I raped that lady.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Follow me and smoke weed, take pills, drop out of school, kill people, and train.
Very good. Is that it for him?
Yeah, that's it for him.
Very good. AJ, Bill O'Reilly just got his fall ratings book, and it prompted him to make a small change in his radio show. From now on, the no spin zone will be called the no blank zone. What say you, AJ?
No listener zone.
The no listener zone. Very clever. You have listeners over there, Don?
This guy is a mind reader. The no listener zone.
There you go. Ding. There's a match. How about you, Mike?
I had no listener zone.
Is that a picture of O'Reilly?
That's a picture of Bill O'Reilly right there.
I don't see the resemblance.
I know.
Okay, very good. Timmy?
Well, close. I said no ratings zone.
No, I'm sorry. Not a match.
Looking for something more specific in final match. How about you, Buzz?
I said no listener zone.
Very good. Three matches and a good start for AJ. Congratulations. Mike, you've got some work to do.
Yep.
And here is your clue. Ho, ho. It was a lovely Christmas at Joe Ardinger's apartment.
Hold on
year.
A second, Rob. Yeah. What was that?
I'm going to be in a porno movie.
Oh. All right, Bill O'Reilly. Just walking.
Rambling on and on.
Are you talking about Joe? There?
Yes,
Joe.
Ho, ho, ho. It was a lovely Christmas at Joe Ardinger's apartment this
Jill's
year.
Jill's not just a name. It's an idea.
But he celebrates a little different than you or me, Mike. Joe doesn't decorate a Christmas tree. Joe decorates a blank.
I'm in.
Joe.
Oh, okay. Right, of course.
Very good. Mike is in. I think Buzz is in.
Yep.
I'm in.
Timmy's in.
Yeah, we're all in.
Oh, everybody's in. Mike, are you familiar with Joe from the show?
Yes, I am.
Then this should not be hard. Ho,
Joe.
Ho, ho. It was a lovely Christmas at Joe Ardinger's apartment this year, but he celebrates a little different than you or I. For instance...
Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe on it.
Joe does not decorate a Christmas tree. Joe decorates a blank. What do you say, Mike?
A marijuana plant.
Ah, marijuana plant. Put some lights on it. Looks very lovely. Don, do you have that, bud?
I don't think so. Hey, bud.
Do you like that, bud? What do you got?
I said a bong.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a match.
In the right family, though. How about you, Mike?
I said he decorates a pot plant.
Ah, that's a match. Wow. I like seeing that. How about you there, Timmy?
I said it's bong.
Bong. Match. How about you, Buzz?
I also said bong.
There you go. Bong. Wow, I thought people would go the other direction. Mike, I liked your answer. The score right now, 3-1. AJ, I need you to pick A or B.
Hey!
And here we go. It's no surprise that Nicolas Cage decided to divorce Lisa Marie Presley. I think no one was caught by surprise. Because even though she was lucky enough to inherit her mother's striking good looks, Lisa Marie was also unlucky enough to inherit Elvis Presley's blank.
I'm in.
Big Elvis fan, AJ?
No.
Didn't think so.
I'm in.
Listen to this clue.
No surprise that Nicolas Cage decided to divorce Lisa Marie Presley, because even though she was lucky enough to inherit her mother's striking good looks, Lisa Marie was also unlucky enough to get Elvis Presley's blank. I know Mike is in.
Buzz is in. Timmy, you in?
Don, you're in?
Yeah.
Very good, AJ. Even though Lisa Marie got Priscilla's good look, she got Elvis's blank. What do you say?
Impacted intestinal fecal matter.
I see. I think I know where you're headed with that. Let's just simplify it. And Don, do you have Elvis's colon?
Yeah, Robin, yes, as long as you... I said she was lucky enough to get this 40-pound impacted chalky colon.
Wow, that's right. A good
match. That is a match.
Very good. What do you say, Mike?
I said she inherited Elvis's odor.
Oh, no. No. Feminine or otherwise, either way, not a match. How about you, Timmy?
I said colon.
Colon is a match. I like it. How about you, Bud?
And I said colon.
There you go. Oh, Mike. Mike, you've got a lot of work to do here. But I think you can do it with this clue. Are you ready, Mike?
Yep.
Liza Minnelli's husband, David Jess, insists, Mike, that the rumors of Liza boozing it up are entirely false. He says that the only drinking done in their apartment is when he has an occasional glass of blank.
I'm in.
I don't know about you, Mike, but I'm a huge Liza Minnelli fan.
Oh, big time.
Very good. So here's the clue again. Liza Minnelli's husband, David Jess, insists that the rumors of Liza boozing it up are entirely false. He says that the only drinking done in their apartment is when he has an occasional glass of blank. What say you, Mike?
Go with man juice.
Man juice.
Man juice.
And a lovely forward tease for today's show. Don, do you have Liza's husband's man juice?
I said he has a nice glass of jizz.
Ah, I believe that's a match without getting too graphic. How about you, Mike?
I also, for the first time ever, wrote down jizz.
And in case you're wondering, folks, two Z's in that word. How about you, Timmy?
Well, I said relish.
That's it.
I believe that's a match.
That's code on the show.
How about you, Buzz?
I said gentleman's relish.
Wow, there you go. And another match. And Mike, you had a lot of work to do, and you did it. The score is 5-6. AJ, you're leading by one. I need you to pick A or B.
I'll be entirely unoriginal and say A again.
Hey. This is the final round now, Robbie?
Yes, this is. This is the final two questions, and AJ, here is your clue.
Here we go.
The Rolling Stones are gearing up for their big TV special this weekend, and HBO is making sure that all the details are taken care of. For example, I didn't know this, Keith Richards will refuse to perform unless they stock his dressing room with 4 quarts of blank.
I'm in.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, Richards. This is Don and Mike.
Home box office, AJ. Do you like it?
Love it.
Yeah, it's a great channel. 501, I believe, on the DirecTV. The Rolling Stones gearing up for their big special.
I'm in.
And they got to take care of all the details. For example, Keith Richards will refuse to perform unless they stock his dressing room with 4 quarts of blank. The panel is right, Don?
Yeah,
we're right. Okay, AJ, what do you say?
Johnny Walker Red.
Ah, booze going with the whiskey. Don, do you have whiskey over there?
Hear that sound? That's air. That's when he missed the ball.
Yeah, that was...
Mine doesn't make sense, but I had to use it again.
Okay, go ahead. What do you say?
Suppositories.
You like that word.
It made sense with Andy Reid. It doesn't make sense with Keith Richards.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, the richest. This is Don
and
Mike.
And you know what they say about suppositories? Buy them by the quart.
Amen.
What do you say, Mike?
I said embalming fluid.
Oh, yeah, and a good picture of Keith. You're there back on the artistic bandwagon. No match there. What do you say, Timmy?
Well, I said preparation H.
Hey,
again.
Same kind of thing.
Great suppositories. Very good. How about you, Buzz?
I said heroin.
Heroin, 4 quarts.
All right.
There you go. Well, their final score, AJ, is 6. That means, Mike, you need to match one person to tie, 2 to win. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, we were all sad to hear this will be the last year for the popular CBS television program Touched by an Angel. I know we were all very saddened by that. But never fear. Next year, the Catholic Church is going to produce a replacement show. It's called Touched by a Blank.
I'm in.
Very sad. I know, Mike, you're a big fan, too.
I'm in.
But this is the last year for the popular CBS program Touched by an Angel. But never fear. Next year, the Catholic Church is going to produce a replacement show called Touched by a Blank.
Hold are you in, Buzz?
I'm in.
Timmy, are you in? Very good. I believe everyone's in, right?
Yep.
Very good. Mike, replacement show for Touched by an Angel produced by the Catholic Church. It's called Touched by a Blank. What say you?
A Catholic priest.
Touched by a Catholic priest. Don, do you have a very friendly Catholic priest over there?
No.
Not a match.
Not a match. What do you say, Mike?
I said touched by a priest.
Yeah, there's a match right there, and it's a tie game. What do you say to me?
I said touched by a priest.
There's a priest. And Buzz?
I said touched by a priest.
There you go. And Mike with a come-from-behind win right there. Congratulations, Mike. You're going to Iceland, Mike.
Oh, well, thanks a lot.
Mike, congratulations. The 2-night, 3-day trip for you to Iceland from IcelandAir.com. Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic.
All right.
AJ, you get the Blockbuster prize pack and the vivid copy of the movie Signs with Mel Gibson, now at Blockbuster Vario. Now, we put Mike on hold.
No, we keep Mike on.
All right, hold on.
Put AJ on hold.
We keep Mike on. All right, now, Mike is going to play for $100 to spend in Iceland.
Good spending money in Iceland. What's the money over?
It goes further in Iceland, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, you should get lots of hookers, I would think, for $100 in Iceland. Mike, you need to pick a celebrity that you want to try and match in a super match.
I'll go with Mike.
Mike, very good. Mike,
all right. Pressure's on you.
So here's how we play super match. I'm going to read the clue. Mike will issue his answer, lock it in. Then after that's done, you can ask the other celebrities for suggestions. You can either go with a suggestion or go out on your own. Mike, are you ready?
Yes.
And Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Mike O'Mara, please fill out this clue.
All right.
Blank player. I'll let you look at it right here. Blank player.
Now, I don't get suggestions, do I?
No, you don't. Lock in.
The winner gets suggestions.
Try to get an ESP thing going on here, Daddy-O.
All right, I'm in.
All right, Mike has locked in his answer.
Very good. Now we'll go around to the panel, and you can make suggestions to Mike, our contestant. Don, how would you fill in blank player?
Record player.
Record player. Very good. A retro answer there. Timmy, how would you fill in blank player?
I would say ball player.
Ball player. Sports reference. And Buzz?
I said CD player.
CD player. All good answers. Now what you need to do, Mike, to the contestant, is either go with record player, ball player, CD player, or go on your own. What do you think Mike O'Mara wrote down?
I'm going to go on my own and hope that he said hockey player.
Hockey player. Mike loved to play hockey. Yeah. Mike?
Close, very close, but not close enough. I said football player.
Football player. Oh,
the whole Eagles thing.
Yeah.
Negative.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, you don't need to apologize. This guy's going to Iceland.
Yeah, you're going to Iceland. Way to go. To Iceland, you just got to pay your own expenses. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Hey, thanks.
All right, see you later. And, Robbie, that's it, right?
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for playing Match Game 2003.
Yay! Hold on,
you can cue the announcer.
The guy.
The new dry clothes. Here we go.
Portions not affecting the outcome of the game may have been edited from tonight's telecast. Match Game 2003 is a Mark Goodson and Bill Todman television production. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
Yeah. Hey, good night, everybody. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you,
Tim.
Thanks, Buzzy. And thank you, Mike. And congratulations to Mike.
Mike was the big winner.
Mike won the trip to Iceland.
Wow.
Lisa, we have the Man Juice Girl coming up, right? If you'll pardon the pun. In the next break. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I think some Nazi censor bleeped Don's answer to the touch by a priest call.
Now, there should be no reason. I want everyone to know that it's taken out of our contract. I guess my answer was touched by Opie and Anthony.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, gotcha.
They should not have bleeped that out.
They mm-hmm. did.
Where are you calling from? What city?
I was listening to YSP. Well, no, I was listening to the... I'm in Dover, Delaware. I was
so you're in YSP?
The beach. No, I was listening to the beach one.
Oh, the beach.
Oh, that's the network. Hmm. Hold on, let me find out back there. Hmm. That was a funny answer.
Yes, it was.
What was a funny answer? I liked it.
Now, why do I always forget which one I say?
Tootsie Whip. Oh, hi, Titty Bar here. Now, I got a message from Jason Tony.
Yeah,
I straightened it out. But the guy at the network dumped it before I could stop him.
Mm.
Right.
No, so that was... originally, those things were supposed to be dumped from here, and they were. And,
our new contract says we say anything about anybody.
Right. No, so understood, and the person, then now they know.
Oh, well, they're great. Now, thanks whoever hit the button for making me look like a jerk-off. Because at the time, it was really funny.
It was.
It was.
Touched by Opie and Anthony.
Ah,
that's a little joke. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don, Mike, both of you idiots.
They use the hair for protection. Don and Mike.
Right now, Kim Kelly is on the phone. You might remember about a month ago we had her on the show. She had this idea to lose weight by having an all-protein diet.
Wow.
Remember manjuicediet.com?
Yeah, not the kind of protein people normally think of as protein.
And she wanted to meet guys vis-a-vis her internet site.
I wonder how she's feeling.
Who wanted to donate. 10 pounds lighter, more D-sucking. She sucks D just to live. And she needs your finishing.
Or she did. Now she's going back to a normal diet.
Kim Kelly's going on a diet, a complete protein diet. She needs your help. She's going to SD. Lick C. She's willing to do whatever she has to do to work. Manjuice is going to keep her alive for 30 days. Kim has given up solid foods and would be on the ultimate liquid protein diet. We know you hope it catches on. It will take 128 men to make a gallon of manjuice.
Oh.
Let's watch and see how much she needs.
I'm getting queasy already.
And we promised a follow-up call. And here she is now. From Los Angeles, Kim Kelly. Hi, Kim.
Hi, guys.
Hi, baby. The Manjuice Diet, manjuice.com. Feed her your
manjuice.
Manjuice.com. Manjuicediet.com. It's been a month.
It has, yeah.
Were you able to find, like it says on your website, 128 guys?
Yeah, that wasn't actually a problem. I found thousands of guys.
How did the diet go?
Well, my funding backed out an hour before it began, so it didn't go according to plan.
Your funding now? Oh, you mean the people that were behind this from?
Yeah, the production company that was backing it backed out an hour prior to my starting to film.
Now, why did that happen?
Well, they said they wanted another month's time to prepare, which was all fine and good had they told me a few days prior so I could have told everybody, you know,
hey, can I
as opposed
say,
to an hour before.
That sucks.
Yeah, it really did, actually.
So,
and not the fun way.
So you went ahead. Now, were you still able to get this historical event on video?
I got 8 days on video.
You got 8 days on video. Did you actually go through with the diet?
I did the 8 days, and then I had to go to New York for something, and then I had to stop then because I couldn't take everybody with me.
In the 8 days, how many guys did you take care of?
8 times 5 equals...
40.
There you go.
So I would imagine you required more. Were you able to lose any weight?
I actually lost 5 pounds in the 8 days. Yeah. Yes, I did.
5 pounds in 8 days.
5 pounds, and that's all you had. I mean, other than water... You totally sustained yourself just on, as we like to call it on the show, number three.
Number three? Nice.
Because you know what
I've
number...
I've heard that before.
You know what number
no,
one
actually,
is?
I had to supplement with protein shakes as I knew I was going to when I spoke to you last, and
yeah,
vitamins and such.
You said that, so it was just protein shakes and that.
Yeah.
Would you recommend it?
I absolutely would for anyone who actually likes doing that, sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, the guys, were there any guys that were just, you know... As soon as they came in the door, no pun intended, you said to yourself, my God, there's no way I could possibly ask this guy's D.
It's fabulous.
Let me ask you a question about the guys, and I wonder about this. Is there a wide variety of quality and flavor and things like that when you're talking about that?
Yeah, there absolutely is. But I was very lucky that all the guys actually responded.
Was that for me?
Yeah, that was for you because you asked if guys... tastes different.
Well, we're talking about the lady, her diet. That's what we're talking about here.
I know we are.
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. Mike, would you like a follow-up question?
Redirect.
I got your follow-up right here.
Dexter.
Buzz, what was that?
I was adding to Mike's question if there was any difference in texture.
There is difference in texture as well, yes.
Wow. Were there guys that you went, oh, my God, no, horrible?
No, actually, because they all drank a lot of pineapple juice for me. They were all very, very good to me. A whole group that actually, you know.
That really worked, pineapple juice?
Yeah, pineapple juice. I've always been a fan of pineapple juice. This is not new for me.
Now, what is this, Kim, where I got to that says you can get a membership at madjuicediet.com, $4.95 for 45 days. Well, what do you get for that?
You get a whole pile of pictures. You get video clips of the actual diet. Everything on there is taken actually from the diet.
Did it improve your complexion?
Well, I drank it. I didn't use it as a facial cream.
And
are your teeth any whiter?
You know, I don't. I'm going to have to ask somebody. They look pretty white right now.
So you're going to take a break for a while?
Well, I need to find funding again, and then I'm absolutely going to do the 30 days. I technically got the world record by doing the 8, so I'm okay with that. But I want to do the 30, and I'd like to do, like, a bus tour across the states here.
Oh, boy.
And stop at all the really nice radio stations I've spoken with.
So since you were only able to do it for 8 days and 40 guys, once you got past that mark and the funding ran out,
I had to use my money to get there.
Okay, I got it. So your funding ran out right before you started.
Yeah, they pulled an hour before it began, yeah. Wow.
So after the 8 days, between those 8 days and now, have you done it just for fun?
I have, actually, because there are some people that had bought airplane tickets to come across the states to feed me, so I didn't back out on my end.
Well, aren't you a trooper?
Nice. To feed her.
Yeah, well, they were very nice to me, so I have to return the favor.
Did you turn anybody away?
No, I did not.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Well,
you didn't turn Rob Spiewak away?
Kim, you lost, now is this true you lost a total of 10 pounds? Is that?
I had intended on losing 10 on the 30, but I lost 5
you
on
lost
the 8,
five.
So I think I can do better.
How you looking?
Everyone seems to think I look pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, did you combine it with, like, exercise?
Well, that has an exercise program built in.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
A lot of bobbing. Did you?
Well, there's other exercises as well.
Did you get the reviews you got from the guys after you did what you had to do to get what you needed to live? The reviews that you got from the guys, how were they?
Fabulous, because I had a lot of people return feed.
I would imagine you've had an enormous amount of practice. You could probably write a book on the art form.
That's true, but you know, I've had a lot of practice for the last, you know, umpteen years. 30 days isn't going to do any good, really.
So what was the average time of the feedings?
Some were very quick and some were longer than others. The second feeding go around took a little bit longer than the first.
Oh, I'm sure.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And those guys, those lucky 40 guys, they're all on video for posterity.
Yeah, they're all fabulous, yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful people. I got very, very lucky.
You can see parts of this if you go to manjuicediet.com. Well, did you ever get this bus?
You can also see it on bbwlive.com, which is actually based out of Sacramento, and that's actually what I want to talk to you guys about.
Sacramento. We hate Sacramento. I mean, we love Sacramento.
I know you love Sacramento.
No, we love Sacramento.
I know you do.
For
my other website, which is bbwlive.com, they're having a party on Saturday night in Sacramento, so all your Sacramento fans can come out and meet all the girls that work with me.
Would you ask anybody's D, if a guy walked up and said, hi, I'm from Sacramento, would you ask his D?
Would I ask him to what?
Would you ask his D?
S his D. Oh, if he had full testing. Sure.
Full testing, yeah.
Real
papers.
I'm a big fan of full testing.
She talked about that the last time we had her on the
show. Yeah, I'm not messing around here. I'm a full testing kind of girl.
What if his name was Grant Napier? The guy walks up and he says, hey, I work at KHTK, my name is Grant Napier, and he pulls out his pants and he has the genitals, he's like a 45-year-old guy, but he has the genitals of perhaps a 2 or 3 year old boy.
Oh, God.
would you still attempt at least?
Does he have full papers?
It's got to be the testing. Yeah. Got to be the testing.
If he's got the testing, there's got to be food in there somewhere.
Oh,
that's my theory.
In there somewhere.
Oh, okay. Geez. Your trip. The website, manjuicediet.com, bbwlive.com. If you ever get this bus thing going, you got to come by and see us.
Well, help me get the bus thing going, and I will be there.
Okay. All right. Where are you at right now? You're in Los Angeles or Sacramento?
Yeah, I'm in L.A. right now.
All right. Well, have a great time in Sacramento. And
bon appetit.
Thanks for giving us. Thanks for the update.
right.
All right. Bye, Kim.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye,
whore.
Yeah. He was a whore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Really?
That is nasty.
And as we mentioned when we originally had her on the show, not the prettiest girl on the block.
No, it's funny that her goal was to lose 10 pounds. Don't you agree that we
could... You could cut off one of your toes and lose 10 pounds, honey. Jim Kelly.
You could make a you could make a real case for maybe 40.
You know, you could look at her picture and guess she might lose 10 pounds every morning.
Oh, speaking of horrors,
are we?
Dennis is on the phone.
Hey, happy New Year, Don, look how you doing.
Oh, happy New Year, Dennis.
Hey, I just want to thank you for having me on December because I killed 175 cockies.
Wow. 175 what?
Copies of his Christmas album.
Have you found gainful employment?
I'm still at part-time employment.
What?
Part-time employment.
Part-time.
Part-time. I didn't even know you had a part-time job. I thought you were out of work.
I'm currently working, but I don't have a full-time gig yet.
Dennis, I'm glad we have the dirty music loaded in, Rob, because let me ask Dennis about the other project we're considering.
You know what party?
Yeah, the J.O. party.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis, we're thinking Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay.
We'll get a hotel room somewhere.
Okay.
We'll have you in a smoking jacket with an ascot.
That's fine.
And a tape recorder.
Okay.
And while we don't want to actually hear what happened, but we can hear the before and the after of the people who are in the J.O. club.
People that want to participate in that activity will get a chance to meet a major effing star.
And I'll interview them and see how it was.
All right, so you are, if you pardon the pun, you're up for being the host, the star of our J.O. party.
Why not?
Will you participate?
Hell no!
Oh, really? Why not?
Dennis,
would you consider wearing a t-shirt that had a bullseye on it?
Okay, I'll wear a bullseye t-shirt. I don't care.
Hold on, Dennis. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No. I know what you're saying. No.
But you wouldn't participate in the J.O. party?
No, I will, no, I don't know.
What if there are women there?
Well,
and there will be, Mike. It'll be a...
Or more importantly, what if there are men there?
No, ma'am. But women, it's going to change.
Well, there's going to be a 50-50 split at the J.O. party of men and women.
Okay.
And you're going to be the host, and I'm just wondering if there are half men and half women there, if you'll participate.
I'll just host it.
You'll just host it.
Yeah.
Here we go again, the incredible mystery of women.
Would you consider wearing a Halloween mask that had a bullseye painted on it?
Well, and they do, you know what? Oh, God.
And we can have a prize for the person who hits a bullseye. Which would be, in essence, right about your nose.
Okay, but I'm going to cover my nose, though, with that mask.
And, Dennis, I'm guessing you do that once in a while, right?
What?
J.O.
Oh, yeah. I did it the other night.
Oh, boy.
That's got to be a pretty picture.
It's been a rather disturbing entire segment of the show.
All right, Dennis. Well, listen, we'll talk to you soon about the J.O. thing because we want to do that party on Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay. And I'm up for it.
All right, Dennis.
Thank you for having me on, and have a good night.
All right, thank you. Goodbye. And, here you go. It's your chance. I know you love introducing Buzz.
Hey.
A second. Let me get to this. Dennis's favorite part of the show. He wants to be Buzz. He wants Buzz's gig. Hold on just a second.
I love it.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is, Buzzy.
He made it up.
I know. Well, what do I ask him now, there, Dennis?
Buzz.
Yes, Dennis.
What's up?
Our lead story today?
What is your news story?
Our lead story is, hey, Eminem, your father would like a word with you.
Oh.
Dennis, what, do you have a cell phone there?
Yeah.
Where are you, out in traffic? What are you doing?
I'm at a store, and I have my cell phone on me.
Dennis, you messed up the need story.
What? Okay, Buck, what is your news story tonight?
Hey, Eminem, your father would like a word with you.
Okay.
What's the first story about, Dennis?
It's Eminem, and the father wants to have a word with him.
Yeah, very good.
And that is Buzz's what story?
That is
Lee Story. He finally said it right that time.
There you go.
Said lead instead of need.
Very good.
All right, Dennis.
And the car connect's really professional.
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second, please. Yeah, stay tuned now.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
And Dennis, that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They're dope on the floor, and they're magic on the mic. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right. Tomorrow on the show, the last 10 spots for Friday's show live from Philadelphia. What would you do for Eagles and Buccaneers championship tickets?
It's going to be a great show.
Wow. We have 10 pretty good acts lined up already. I'll tell you right now, we're looking for another person who can eat, vomit, and then drink it. We lost that guy. That was a tough one to lose. The last 10 spots to the Eagles tomorrow on the show. Plus, in no particular order tomorrow, my brother Jim against the state of Arkansas. Mr. Skin in his weekly report.
All right.
A brand new low-budget Jeff Hardy. We have time. We'll review the movies we haven't seen yet. And we'll give away our fourth consecutive trip to Iceland. Plus, a call to Iceland's Penis Palace. A museum, a penal museum.
Wow. You know, we should have one of our winners that gets the trip to Iceland. They have to go check that out.
The Penis Museum. And then Friday, live from WISP with the What Would You Do to Win Eagles show. Some of it in the studio, some of it out in the street. We got it covered. We'll have the most popular woman in network sports, Jim Nancy. And the guy who will be calling the game on TV. And he is really a funny guy, Joe Buck.
I love Joe Buck.
He's a very good replacement for John Madden
on
Fox. And he'll be on the show Friday. So we're jammed up. Buzz, news and comment now. Buzz brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer.
Right.
Have great sex more often with Viramax. At health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers, or call 1-888-TRI-VMAX. Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Eminem's father would like to be reunited with his son. Bruce Mathers has not seen his now famous son since the boy was 7 months old.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
That may be the answer he gets.
Hangs out with his other son, though.
Who's that?
Jerry.
Marshall Bruce Mathers III is now 30. Dad says he's been trying to reach the rapper for the past 3 years, but he says his calls never get returned.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
So now he's going to the news media. He says he knows a few details about M's childhood. He says that as a toddler, Slim Shady's favorite song was The Ugly Duckling. Eminem rapped about slitting his dad's throat in the hit My Name Is.
Mm-hmm.
But Father Bruce says he did not abandon the boy. He says the mother ran out and took the baby with her.
I didn't see it myself, but, you know, my kid, he's that age.
Big fan.
Eminem is it.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that on the American Music Awards the other night,
right.
I boycotted because the Osbournes were on.
Right.
And I heard that, to their credit, they dropped the F-bomb. Consistently,
they did,
and that ABC had like a 6 second delay, so the show was incredibly choppy.
Yeah, because they were misbehaving.
And what do you expect when you have the Osbournes as the host of the American Music Awards?
Right,
you know that's their whole bag. Then they're going to say the F word.
Absolutely.
I asked Bart if Eminem won any awards. He said he won 4, and that one of Eminem's friends, I guess, came up on stage. And Eminem was on a cell phone and, like, saying to the guy, and you couldn't hear this part.
Right.
Like, Mike, you're the guy on stage. And
right.
You go,
all right, I'm up here. I want to speak for Marshall. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, man, I wanted to say thank you very much to me named Rob Spiewak.
He wants to thank Rob Spiewak.
Oh, so I want to say thank you very much to Mr. 40.
He wants to thank Mr. 40.
And also, I'd say, the brothers are taking over Philadelphia.
And the brothers are taking over Philadelphia.
And Washington Post says, Don and Mike drive back to number one.
And Don and Mike are back at number one, back to drive time.
F you and your mother, too. Now let's talk about the game.
F you and your families, too. Let's talk about the game. Peace.
Ow!
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Eminem.
Anyway,
it was like that.
And that's typical. So he's on the cell phone. Uh-huh. Some douchebag,
right.
You know, some another white guy pretending to be black, I guess.
Right.
Is sure. Standing on stage. He goes, "I got him on the cell. Mm-hmm. Hold on, and I'll tell him."
And so everybody, I guess, a lot of people boycotted that award show, but they should be there for the Grammys.
Yes. Oh yeah, absolutely. They will be. Kmart is taking some heat for the way it's using its Joe Boxer pitchman. African-American model Vaughn Lowry, head-shaved, wearing nothing but underpants, dances crazily in the 30-second TV commercials.
He dances faggily.
Yeah, a history professor in Atlanta says Kmart's making Vaughn into the next Uncle Ben or Aunt Jemima.
Well, hello there. Look at my underpants. I'm here to dance for y'all.
Oh, quoting the professor, to depict a black man this way, it's just coonery.
Joey Boxer. Hello there.
Oh, dear.
My name am Joseph Boxer.
And
I'm going to dance for you now for the Kmart's.
Have you seen him dance? Have you seen
I
him?
Have. It am funny.
Wild.
It am downright funny.
Oh,
it am.
An author on African-American culture says, and I quote, "There are elements of Samboism in it." Kmart says it has sold over $200 million in Joe Boxer merchandise since the ad started running, even though it announced yesterday the closing of more than 300 stores.
Hello there. I regret to tell you that you're fired because we're going to chapter 11. Goodbye now.
What's your name?
My name am...
Joe Boxer.
Joe Boxer.
Vaughn Lowry is the model's name.
My name, Mike. Mike's. My real name am Vaughn Lowry.
I love your seasoned salt.
I'm also on the show's 24.
There you go.
I'm the president. So
no, you're not. No,
that's a different guy.
Hello there, Jack Bowers.
God. Also taking heat for its ads, Miller Brewing, specifically the commercial you like, the Miller Lite spot called Catfight.
Oh, leave them alone.
As you know,
let me say this. Both spots
right.
are entertaining. And
right.
really, you could look at any ad, any show, anything, and you could find something, if you really wanted to be nitpicky mm-hmm. about it.
Absolutely. Not this show.
That you could find... I drink to that, Buzz.
Oh, I'll drink to that.
Lord, will I drink to that? But you know my point. You
right,
can find
I do. You're
anything.
Right.
Jesus, is this the best that America can do? Is get pissed off about a funny ad?
I think it's
with
sport.
A black guy dancing and big-breasted girls mud wrestling.
This is how we occupy ourselves, by focusing on things like this, I guess. The ad, if you haven't seen it, features two women in a poolside argument that leads to the tearing of clothing until they're down to their bras and panties and wrestling in, I guess, what is wet pavement, wet cement.
Doesn't anyone know we are going to war?
Yes, we need to be entertained.
Thank you.
The company's gotten emails, though, from over 200 angry viewers. The NFL, which runs the ads in its games, has also gotten complaints. Quoting a female PR executive, every time I see it, I cringe. It's degrading.
Oh, please. You know, the NFL, come on. There's no way the NFL could take those ads seriously. Because if you ever watch the production of an NFL game,
right.
when they're coming out of a break and they're saying, "Today's game brought to you by Best Buy," the logo is always on some giant teats of like a Raiderette or one of the Patriots cheerleaders.
You know, in the NFL, I read an article where the NFL boycotted an ad from Las Vegas.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that next.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. All right, go ahead.
Just to finish this up, this lady PR executive finishes by saying it leads her to believe that all men are idiots and that all they think about are girls mud wrestling.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah.
But because of the controversy, I guess the ad is a hit. Stuff Magazine is planning to shoot a photo layout of the women featured in the ad.
Ass play.
I look forward to. Now, about what Mike mentioned, the NFL has another commercial controversy on its hands, uncovered in part by our old friend Rudy Martsky. The mayor of Las Vegas tore into the league yesterday and threatened to sue it for refusing to allow tourist ads in the Super Bowl. The NFL rejected the spot, saying Las Vegas is too closely connected to sports betting.
That is absolute stupidity.
That is crap. Let me tell you, let's count the ways the NFL makes money.
Okay.
Number one would be through their TV contracts.
Right.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
And you might think that number two might be through merchandising.
Mm-hmm.
It might be through ticket sales.
Mm-hmm.
It might be whatever. No.
That's number two.
Number two is gambling. And even though the NFL is not directly making money on the gambling, the interest, and I don't mean like interest you'd get from a bank.
Ratings interest.
But the fact that, for instance, do you know already outside our studio. Hey, Robbie, bring the...
I've seen it.
Is the box thing still there?
Mm-hmm.
We've already got a page of Super Bowl boxes where people are paying $10 a box to win money on each quarter of the Super Bowl, which is still 2 weeks away.
It's down, which says to me that it's been filled up already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's already gone.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, it's a part of life. You go to Las Vegas, you go to one of those gigantic rooms, you get the line, not to mention the fact that... In the newspapers, you know, they're total hypocrites on this, too, where they say, we don't advocate gambling.
Right.
We're not for it.
Right.
Yes. We do, though, however, print the Las Vegas line.
Yeah.
That's not for gambling purposes.
No, no.
Right.
That's just to let you know who's favored.
Right.
Yeah, bull.
It's complete hypocrisy, and really, and the ad, the way I understand it, doesn't have anything to do with, you know, they don't mention sports betting.
Well, you're going to love the response of flamboyant Mayor Oscar Goodman. He accuses the league of hypocrisy.
I think the league is being so hypocritical.
And corruption. Quoting him, the NFL...
Hypocritical, I'm sorry, D.
The NFL doesn't have clean hands. They have the most dysfunctional athletes. Their refs can't make a right call, and their organization is upside down, but they're offended by us.
This is Oscar Goodman.
He goes on to say it'd be different if the ads had girls in bras mud wrestling, but these are legitimate ads.
That's right. For tourism in Vegas.
It all runs hand in hand. And even, you know, if you want to take it down to a real minute level, the NFL's involved in it because the NFL has NFL.com sponsored fantasy football leagues.
They do.
Now, they can say... These are just for fun.
Mm-hmm, right.
But you know that every guy that's in a fantasy football league is playing for money.
Right.
You always play for money. It makes the games more interesting.
Yeah, it's like they want to ignore what the real bottom line is.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with the NFL, the people like this kind of stuff. They want to somehow consider themselves above it. And,
hello.
And it's the secret club. You know, it's the club. It's the club of all the owners and stuff like that.
I just, as long as we're talking about the NFL and the fact that they make so much money on the goddamn,
TV.
Indirectly with the gambling and the TV.
Right.
Amen to Tony Kornheiser, who wrote this column the other day in the Post. And Frieda and I are Redskins season ticket holders, just like Tony Kornheiser is. But they had a waiting list when they built a new stadium. But if you were willing to pay, at the time 6 years ago, which was a lot of money, $125 a seat, you could get your tickets right now, no waiting list, to get to the new club level.
All right.
Well, they send us a letter, the Redskins. Mm-hmm. They send us a letter, and Tony Kornheiser wrote about this in his column. And I say right on. Send you a letter saying, incidentally, the 10-year lease that you've got on these tickets, it's going to run out in 4 more years. And in 4 more years, the ticket that you're now paying $125 per game for is going to sell for $333 a game.
Oh, my God.
Because the Redskins think about you, the fans, we're offering you a release against the sticker shock.
Right.
You pay us this year $169 a ticket, and a little more next year, and a little more the year after that, and then instead of paying in 4 years, instead of paying $333 a ticket, you'll only have to pay $269 a ticket.
Well, that seems fair. Jeez.
And if you take this plan, beloved season ticket holder, you will get a free Washington Redskins seat cushion.
Oh, that's nice.
And the greatest...
You are effing me.
No.
It's a seat cushion?
I'll bring you the letter that we got.
Oh, my God.
And a $300 seat should come with its own cushion.
And Kornheiser had the best line. When I'm being treated like this, I like to be kissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
What we say is, if you're going to F me, kiss me, because I like to be kissed when I'm being F.
Yeah. Pretty incredible.
I mean, Jesus Christ. You know, 6 years ago, my wife and I went round and round about $125 is a lot of money.
Yeah, and you know, there are people
per ticket
that scrape that together to do that. And you know what you're going to have? You're going to have eventually what a lot of sports in this town already is, where you've got the big corporations.
Yeah.
They're the only ones that own the seats anymore.
You know, that's why...
The big firms and people like that. Those are the people that will be at the games. Well, you know, it's almost like that now. I mean, with certain exceptions. Yeah, the Joe fans completely priced out of going to the games.
That's why a lot of my friends were surprised when I one of the games I said, I don't want to do, it was right around Christmas time. I said, I want to go to the Houston Texans game. And they said, three days before Christmas, why do you want to go to a meaningless game between the Redskins and the Houston Texans? And he said, you can't love football that much. I said, yeah, no, I do. Plus, I've already spent $250 for the seat.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care how bad the Redskins are. I don't care how bad the Texans are.
Mm-hmm.
I paid the goddamn money. I'm going to put my fat ass in the seat.
And you didn't want to offer the tickets to one of your friends because that's like going F you.
You're right. Like, you say, hey, I'm not going to. Incidentally, we went to the games against the Rams, the Giants, the Eagles, the Cowboys. Mike, I do have a pair of choice tickets for the Houston Texans.
Well, F you.
Right. You know, the NFL's a money-making machine.
It sure is.
That's the bottom line. And people love gambling on everything.
The money from TV you were talking about, the Super Bowl's filling up with commercials. ABC says it sold over 90% of the space already at the highest prices ever. The network's selling 61 30-second spots at well over $2 million a pop.
Christ.
On paper, that's over $60 million.
Is that the sweetest deal in the world or not? I mean, the NFL has it. That's so good. We are all rats addicted to that crap.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
We really are.
Judging from the stock prices, ABC and parent company Disney can use the money. NBC is trying again, by the way, to compete with the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, please.
It will air a special 20-minute Saturday Night Live weekend update.
Oh, God.
That will interrupt an episode of Fear Factor.
Oh, please.
No, that was stupid. You know, and I for a while, if we were up at midnight, I would switch off Mad TV and watch Weekend Update.
Right.
But frankly, those two, Jimmy Fallon and what's it,
Tina Fey. Right.
They're too full of themselves now.
Oh, and Jimmy Fallon is, without question, the most affected individual I have ever seen. Is that, does he think that cute little girl rap that he has going is you know, going to get him more viewers? I mean, it's horrible.
And I know that they specifically, I believe, have read right that segment themselves, that it's not a room of writers, it's those two. And so they're the ones that are solely responsible for what you're seeing. And I watched it last week, and they have really bad, awful jokes, and they look very smugly into the camera as if
they're all pleased with themselves.
This is pretty good ass we're giving you right now. What do you think, dope? Gonna turn Mad TV on? Yeah, you can't turn it off. Saturday Night Live. I turn Mad TV back on.
Mad TV is so completely superior. Mad TV has a lot of the stuff that Saturday Night Live used to have. And they are consistently, you know, Saturday Night Live, even when it started to fade a little bit, there was always one or three good laughs in it. Mad TV's the same way, right? I laugh when I'm talking about it, Mad TV.
I got that one girl on Mad TV who does the best Oprah Winfrey ever.
She is. I think she's phenomenal. You're going to probably see her with her own sitcom. Unfortunately, because they, you know, they leave that show and they go on to different stuff. But that is, they got just great impressions on there. The fat guy that's on, I wish I knew his name.
That guy does the best John Madden ever.
Oh, it's absolutely the best Madden I've ever seen. And he does a great Jay Leno, too.
A bit of serious news that will please you. A judge today here in the Washington, D.C. suburb of Fairfax, Virginia, ruled that 17-year-old John Lee Malvo can be tried as an adult for last summer's sniper shootings. Prosecutor says he'll ask for the death penalty.
I got a little insight on that. A friend of a friend of a friend of a friend has passed along to me. His kid's only eating vegetarian meals now. That's all he eats.
He'll be healthy then.
They have this kind of thing they serve that they call like a veggie loaf. It's really disgusting, and that's what he wants.
He'll be very healthy when we kill him.
That will make him stir fry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Buzz, hold on, please. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
The Don and Mike Show.
Leader than Vince Lombardi's caramelized scrotum, the Don and Mike Show.
Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Former TV newscaster David Brinkley is lucky to be alive today.
Where's our tape with David Brinkley losing it on TV?
He was carried out of his burning home in Jackson, Wyoming yesterday by a policeman who had to break in through a window.
Really, thank you.
Brinkley's been confined to bed by
goddamn nonsense.
He's been in bed with health problems.
That's great wits. I've been carried out of my burning building.
Mr. Brinkley?
Yes. Well, yes, I'm not on the air.
This is Peter Jennings. You are on fire.
I am not on fire.
You are on fire,
well,
sir.
Well, I don't think I am. I don't think there's a chance that I'm on fire, and no one can prove it to me until I smell my own burning flesh.
The officer also rescued Brinkley's caregiver, who had apparently fallen asleep in front of the TV and continued to sleep through the fire.
She is a whore.
The fire was caused by poor insulation around the fireplace. Thankfully, I guess nobody got hurt.
Please, if you get an opportunity, save my caregiver.
Got it.
Save my caregiver.
Flames were coming out of
here you go.
Why don't we let Jeff Greenfield have a go at it first?
No, let me have a go.
I'm fine.
Go ahead, Dan.
I wish to say that we all look forward with great pleasure to 4 years of wonderful, inspiring speeches full of wit, poetry, music, love, and affection. Sounds more goddamn nonsense. My father is that...
You can't say that on the air, Mr. Frank.
Well, I'm not on the air. I was amused to have to read that Ross...
David, just let me just go on the shake. We are on the air.
Well, I'm not on fire.
David, just let me say this. You are on fire.
Well, it's a goddamn nonsense.
It would probably oversimplify this new study to say that it tells women to stop whining about sex. But the study says a previous report was wrong when it claimed 43% of women suffer from sexual dysfunction. The study says it's really more like 25%.
What does that whining sound like, Rob?
The new study, the Kinsey study, says frequency of orgasm, for instance, has little to do with whether a woman's distressed about sex.
Really?
The report says women define satisfied more in terms of the closeness they feel to their partner.
Quit your whining.
There's been talk that women's sexual problems have been exaggerated to boost the profits of drug companies eager to sell pills for that.
What are they whining for?
Better said.
You know, Rob and I are going to the winery this weekend. We'll be weekending with the Spiewak.
Yes, I understand. There'll be a bit. Are you saying there'll be a bit of whining?
I believe so. I believe we're going to Frieda and Carrie's winery.
You two will be laughing on one side of the table and on the other side. Well, what'll that sound like?
In sports.
Oh, we're going to have scorn on the cob. And scorn flakes. But I don't like cream scorn.
No. The San Francisco 49ers have fired head coach Steve Mariucci.
Now, that is a dumb ass move.
Oh, man.
And that is because Bill Walsh still thinks he's a freaking genius. I got news for you. Bill Walsh cannot have a solid BM anymore.
Who's his caregiver?
That's goddamn nonsense. Steve Mariucci's a hell of a coach.
Well, I don't know. He's not running the team.
And finally...
I'm on fire.
Mr. Mariucci, you are on fire.
I am on goddamn nonsense.
Finally, an adult bookstore in Minneapolis sells magazines, videos, and adult toys, has upset the church-going people who live nearby. They already didn't like the billboard that says, "And God said go out into the world and have great sex," but they really got upset when they saw the sign on the store that reads... "No need to mail order. Gay videos in stock. Clergy discount." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
Yeah, that's too briefly. We got to go. I will be back tomorrow with the all-new episode and the final 10 spots for the Eagles-Buccaneers thing and everything else I mentioned. Thank you, everybody, for a good show today. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Want to go to the moon?
You bet.
Okay.
BM.
Eaters.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.